Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Welcome, everybody, to the show, K100 Internet Radio, you dig? Once again, I'm reloaded! Yeah, and away we go. Welcome, everybody, to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. K100 Internet Radio, I'm your host, Blitz, and thanks for tuning in. Episode 155, school days, you feel me? We're going to be talking about some throwback shit, you know what I'm saying, back in the day, you feel me? We're going to have a little fun with this show today. It's a show that everybody can relate to, you feel me? Everybody can relate to this show, everybody can kind of understand. I mean, everybody, even if you didn't graduate, I don't want people to be, it's going to be a lot of people who didn't graduate school or whatever. It's going to feel like they don't want to call into the show and shit like that because they didn't graduate, or, you know, maybe they were Mr. whatever high school or whatever, and now they like, they're the trash man or some shit. I don't know, but I hope everybody calls in because, good or bad, we all got some nostalgic shit, you know, that we could talk about growing up, you know what I'm saying, and going through elementary, junior high school, and even college is involved in this discussion. I know, judging from the breakdown of the show, that a lot of people might not understand that I want to talk about college just as much as I want to talk about the rest of the stuff, the grades, you feel me, like mainly junior high and high school, but college is something that I went to college, but I didn't go to it in every sense of the word, like the movie School Days, which is why I spelt the show the way I spelt it today. Remember the Spike Lee movie School Days? Yeah, I pretty much jacked the way he spelt the name. I didn't go through college. My high school years, the latter part of my high school years, my 11th and 12th grade year was like I was in college, because I had minimal supervision, running the streets wild, partying, doing all kinds of crazy shit. Sex. So my college, my 11th to 12th grade year was like college. You feel me? It's like that when you kind of roaming free like that off the leash. You feel me? But I always wanted to go to college. And so all you college people, you know, you can call in and you can bring up your college days. It doesn't matter. Just school period, right? But anyway, let me go ahead and break down the show. Once again, the number's 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. All right. I want to remind everybody that we're on Facebook. We're on MySpace. All right. Facebook and MySpace. MySpace.com/K100Radio. All right. If you're on Facebook, do a search for us. Just type in K100Radio when you see the middle finger. Yes, indeed. That is us. All right. K100 Talking Indie Music. That's the official fan page. Make sure you like the fan page if you haven't done it already on Facebook. A lot of people call the show all the time, whatever, and I look and they're not a fan of, they haven't liked the Facebook page. And you call the show all the time. Like the damn Facebook page. And you're on Facebook. What the hell are you doing? That matters. I need that. We need that. It's a movement. MySpace, Facebook, and iTunes, all right? We're on iTunes. We're an official podcast in the iTunes store. Up on the podcast, just do another, again, just type in K100, the letter K, the number 100. That's how it's spelled, all right? And you'll see it. Just hit subscribe, And every time you plug in your portable device like your iPhone or your iPad or anything that uses the iTunes software to sync up, it'll automatically download the latest episode of K100 if you've missed it. And you can go back and get all of the episodes from episode one. They're all on there, all right? Normally, they show up on the iTunes page probably maybe the next day after the show actually airs. If you want to, you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, all right? You can get the show from there, all right? And that show, if you miss the live airing of the show, which, we air live Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 to 9 in Bay County, all right? If you can't catch us live, then the show normally shows up maybe like 2 hours later on Blog Talk Radio, unless there's found some kind of glitch in the system. The MP3 is available for download, like maybe not even 2 hours sometimes. It'd be like right up there immediately, like an hour later. It doesn't take that long for them to process it, all right? Because it's basically being recorded as we speak. So, just in case you can't tune in live Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m., you can catch me at either one of those places and get the podcast version, the replay version, either blogtalkradio.com/K-100 or iTunes in the iTunes store under the podcast section. Want to remind everybody, we're an independent music radio station and talk. Okay, we do 90% talk, but we also do music over here. Next week, we're going to have a couple of artist interviews. You feel what I'm saying? We're going to have a couple of artist interviews. You feel what I'm saying? So if you are an artist and you know you're an artist, or if you know anybody else that's an artist, make sure you send your music to K100Radio@gmail.com. You feel me? K100Radio@gmail.com. All right? And that's where you send your music in for me to get it played on the show. Once again, the number is 347-934-0966. Once again, the number to dial into the show is 347-934-0966. I'm spending my homie's Big Bully joint automatic. He's actually calling me on the phone. But Bully should know that I can't talk on the phone and do the show at the same time. And I'm live, Bully! Go ahead, fuck it. I'm going to answer the phone. Yes, Bully. I'm answering the phone because Bully's calling me while I'm on the air. Yes, Bully. You call me. You calling me right now. Nah, man. Call the show, man. You calling my phone. All right. I'm hanging up. Yeah, that was Bully. Bully just tried to call the show and call my damn cell phone. The Big Bully video shoot for the joint automatic is this Sunday. Him and Next Teezy, you feel me? Next Tail Nails, my Team Shreds affiliates. All right, they're gonna be on the show. They're gonna be doing their thing this Sunday at it's a private studio. I gotta get the address and everything. But if you're my friend on Facebook, I'll invite you to it if you're gonna be in the Atlanta area. If you're gonna be in the Atlanta area, all right. This Sunday, you come check us out. Come to a video shoot for the joint automatic. I'm going to spin that joint halfway through the show today. That's my song I'm spinning the night today on the show. You feel me? So I'm going to run that record for my homie Big Bully. You feel me? And it's a banger. It's a club joint. You feel me? All right. So that's those things right there. So once again, K100Radio@gmail.com. If you're an artist, send me your music. Make sure it's good. Of course, you know the drill. If it sounds like shit, you already know. You know what it is. All right. So make sure you send me some good material. Don't send me some shit that I can barely understand. If it sounds like shit on my computer, my headphones, it's going to sound even worse coming mono over internet radio. All right. This show is broadcasting mono, not stereo. All right. And that may be a little technical for some of you people. But at the end of the day, if it doesn't sound good, just playing through both ears coming out through this internet radio station, it's going to sound like shit. And I'm not going to play it on my show. And half my callers hang up because they can't understand what the fuck you saying. All right? So, send me some good music. K100Radio@gmail.com. Moving right along. Once again, the number to dial into the show, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. Make sure if you want to talk, you hit the number 1 on the keypad. You feel me? Or I won't come to your phone line. All right? So you got to make sure you hit the number 1 on the keypad so I know that you want to holler at your boy. All right? So without further ado, let me go ahead and jump into what we're talking about tonight. Episode 155. Which should be interesting, okay? school days, you dig? And, oh, hold on, you know what? Hold on a second. I can't even, hold on. Hold on. I got to get this right here. Hold on a minute. Okay. All right. Yeah, I had to load up that bell sound effect. I forgot to do that before the show starts. All right. School is in session. Episode 155, school days. So, of course, I'm going to go ahead and read the breakdown and synopsis of the show. I do this for every episode of K100. For those of you who don't know, welcome everybody that's tuning in on the phone lines. Welcome everybody that's listening to me via Blog Talk Radio. And once again, thanks to everybody that's listening to me on the podcast if you're catching this after the fact, all right? But for those of you who don't know, I do a breakdown of each episode of what I'm going to be talking about on the show. It's like a little synopsis, I guess you could say. And I read it out loud, you feel me, over the air so you can get a gist of what I'm talking about. This is what I blast out over Facebook, MySpace, and you know what I'm saying, my email blast for the show or whatever, you feel me, so to let people know what we're going to be talking about. So here we go. Episode 155, School Days. Getting an education is important, and I'm reading now. Getting an education is important, but let's face it, all right? It's not as important as fucking being cool. Okay? Now, I know some of you nerds and geeks out there are gonna refute that, but I digress. All right. In high school, I say that equally is important. Getting your education and being in the in crowd, being accepted socially, is like neck and neck. You want to get just be realistic. Most people were more concerned with their social status than their education. That's why you got. You know, only a few people go off and, you know, be brain surgeons and shit. Like, most people are just going to go off and get a little regular 9-to-5 somewhere. You feel what I'm saying? All right? Especially where I'm from. Especially if you fucking black. And that's a whole other dynamic that I'll get into about being raised where I'm from, going to the school I went to. All right? Because I swear, man, I can count on two hands how many black males I think it was. Maybe four hands that graduated. Now, when I started school, it was a shitload of us. Middle school, it was still a lot of us. High school, when we first started high school, ninth grade, was a lot of us. Graduation? That's a whole other story. So, getting an education is important, but it's not as important as being cool sometimes. So, this is how it is for a large number of kids, and this is the way it was for most of us adults. You feel me? Elementary? It's a cakewalk. Junior high? Things got a little complicated. High school was an all-out freaking social experiment. All out. You had fights, fucking, all kinds of shit that was going on in high school. You feel me? Elevated. The game stepped up. Your gear stepped up. Everything. The girls got fine. Everything. Total different world. And I'm also including college into the conversation. So all of you people who actually went to college and shit, I'm talking about college too, but I went to college after the fact and I didn't really go in the sense of the word. You know what I'm saying? I can't really speak on it like the movie School Days, which is where I got the name of the show, the way I spelled it. D-A-Z-E, the Spike Lee joint, one of his first joints. That kind of college. I didn't have that kind of college experience. But if you did, I want you to include that into this conversation. But like I said, elementary cakewalk, junior high, complicated, high school, social experiment. For some, it was great. If you were a jock, a cool kid, an attractive, popular person in high school, you know what I'm saying? The shit was the fucking best. You loved it. High school was the shit. All the motherfucking popular jocks and kids, they want to relive. They always want to go back and relive high school. You feel me? They want to go back and relive high school because that's how much of the shit they were back then. Of course, 100 pounds later, 15 years down the line, you know, career not really working out for you. You really want to go back to those days when you were the shit, like Biff and Back to the Future. Anyway, one of my favorite things about the internet and the way things are, is seeing how people turned out in their adulthood. You know, Facebook lets you see how wrong or right you were about people. You know what I'm saying? That you thought a person would be like when they grew up. You feel me? And some people are better than what you thought they would be. You thought they would be a fucking bum on the streets, and now they fucking own Google or some shit, And another motherfucker was Mr. All-American, whatever, and he works at a fucking Quick Trip. All right? You never really fucking know. You just never know. All right? And school days for me, even the bad ones, are very nostalgic. All right? They're very nostalgic. All right? I remember the laughs, the fights, the jokes, the girls, the fun. I had some great teachers, and I had some straight up, why the fuck are you even allowed to guide people, period, let alone kids? I learned some things, and some things I use now, and some of that shit I will never fucking use again. I don't know when I'm going to use trigonometry. I don't know when I'm going to use trigonometry in my daily life. I don't know when. You could have taught me about my credit score, you fucking... way more important. Anyway, as I look back on them, I had more good times than bad. More good times than bad. I wasn't the most popular. I wasn't the smartest. I wasn't the best looking or the coolest, but I fitted in. I had my lane. I had my clique. I had my chicks. I had my you know what I'm saying? My niche without, you know, even though I really wish I would have known my true niche, my true meaning, which is music back then, I could have been way beyond what I am, you know, way beyond what I was doing back then if I knew my true potential back then. But I didn't discover that until my 20s. But anyway, I still fitted in, man. I was good. You feel me? You know what I mean? I wasn't bullied. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I wasn't what you would call a lame. You feel me? I wasn't, you know what I'm saying, a football star or nothing. But then again, people knew my name. You feel me? People knew me. You know what I'm saying? And so for me, high school was cool. It was fun. I don't want to go back and relive it. It wasn't that great. You feel me? But it wasn't that bad for me. Especially my 11th and 12th grade years. My 9th and 10th grade years, I could do without. But my 11th and 12th grade years were gravy for me. All right? But for some people, it was a fucking living nightmare. But good or bad, school days were something that most of us never forget. So here go the questions for episode 155. What was school like for you growing up? That's the first question. What was school like for you growing up? You feel me? Question number two, and I'm gonna answer some of my own questions. But question number two, all right? Did you do any extracurricular activities and shit? Were you in any kind of clubs? Were you on the football team? Were you a band geek? Even though some people in the band was kind of aight, you know what I'm saying? Kind of aight. I had to take course in the 9th grade. And the 12th grade, I had to take fucking course in the 12th grade because I needed a fucking elective where I was not going to graduate. And I took what I thought was the easiest shit possible. All I got to do is go ahead and fake like I can sing a note and just sit in the back. Yeah. Worst decision I made. What social class would you say you were in high school, in school? What social class? That's the third question. What social class? Were you the populars? Were you the freaks who, you know... who was over there in the corner? Was you the dope boys? You feel me? Was you the, you know, the athletes? Whatever. What were you? Or were you just blending in with the crowd? Question four. What do you miss about school days? What do you miss the most about school days? Question five. What do you think was the most significant thing that happened to you during your school days? You feel me? And like I said, include college into this equation if you're a college grad. You feel me? If those were your best years, then bring that up. All right? Number six. Is there someone... this is the fun question. Is there someone that turned out just like you thought they would, or someone who is totally fucking not what you thought they would be in life? Tell me about them. Tell me what they were in high school and what the fuck they are now. You feel what I'm saying? If they was the shit back then, but now they just fucked all up now, I want to hear about it. You feel me? Number seven, what would you do different? What would you do different, all right, if you could do your school days over again? You feel me? What would you do different? I'm going to answer that question first because that's the one that I really just, I really wish that I could do over. I wish I could do high school over because I would have never stopped playing football. All right? That's what the fuck I would have never stopped playing football. I played Little League, junior high, and 9th grade football. And stopped playing in the 10th grade. It had a lot to do with my living arrangements and, you know what I'm saying, a whole bunch of other shit. You feel me? That's what I tell myself because I was going through a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying, in my home life, you feel me? And I tell myself, I lie to myself, actually, and tell myself, well, that's why I quit. That's why I didn't go back. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But actually, nah, man, I could have went back. You feel me? I just, I don't know. I still love football. Anybody who knows me know I love football now to this day and everything. You feel me? But I kind of gave up on it, I guess. You know what I'm saying? But if I could do it all the way over, I would have never fucking stopped playing football, man. You feel me? That was to me, that was probably the worst thing. That was one of the worst decisions I think in my life. You feel me? Because actually, I was pretty decent. You know what I mean? And with some training, and then, you know, with me being the size that I am, I could have, you know what I'm saying? And I had a good IQ level for it, you feel me? And I just miss it, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? So I wish that's the one thing I can say as far as me personally, I wish I wouldn't have never stopped fucking playing damn football. So that's my thing for that question, all right? 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, make sure you hit the number one on the phone lines. If you're on the phone lines right now, go ahead and hit the number one, I'll come to your phone lines, all right? I got a couple people on the phone lines, but I don't come to your phone line unless you hit the number one. But we're talking about school days. What was it like for you? All right. Were you the cool kid? Were you a geek? Do you know anybody who turned out better or worse than what, you know, the president of the goddamn student body government? And now this nigga's like doing 20 years of life in prison. All this kind of shit. These are the questions that I want to know. You feel me, for this episode on that particular question, all right? From the 910, what's poppin'? You on with K100. What it do?
Yo, what's up, Blues?
What's going on, Derek? What's poppin', homie? It's my homie Derek. He's on the line. Thanks for calling in, dog. Thanks for hitting number one. Hit the number one if you're on the phone line. 347-934-0966. All right? But, so what's going on, homie? You know we're talking about episode 155, school days. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was listening on the internet, and I just figured you kept saying hit the number one. I was like, ain't nobody calling out. Might as well
they on the phone lines,
right?
But you know how people be on the phone lines and they don't want to talk to me. I got 15 people on the phone line right now, but a lot of times people don't really want to. They just be listening. You know what I'm saying? Some of them don't have the internet and they really like my show, but like some of them are at work, so they listening to me like they got their Bluetooth on and they listening to me and they got like background noise going on or some shit and they can't really talk right now. That's 9 out of 10 times, that's what it be. I see my homie on the line, too. I'm finna come to you, Bully. Bully's on the line, too. I'm finna come to Bully, too. But I got Derek on the line. So, look, let me ask you these questions, Derek. What was school like for you growing up, in general? What was it like for you growing up?
It was easy, actually.
Really? Were you, what did you do? What extracurricular activities were you in? You play ball?
Yeah, I played ball, so. Like, we talking strictly right now, just high school, really, because, I mean, middle school.
I mean, because, you're in college right now, but I guess you could talk high school, but you could talk a little bit about college and shit, because you're in college right now still. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? I mean,
well,
you could talk
well,
about college.
This semester. Oh.
Say what now?
I'm not at school this semester right now. I took this semester off.
Okay, well, just keep it about high school, then. We'll keep it high school, junior high, like. You feel me? Was it fun for you? Were you popular?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was fun. I mean, it was fun. I was popular.
Uh-huh.
I was, you know, as girls would say, I was a cute one. But it was just school, I guess, just high school.
Right. But you realize everybody just didn't have it gravy like that. You do know that, right?
Oh yeah, I know that.
Okay, I just want you to understand. These are the people I'm really trying to get to. What? What social class would you say you was in? Were you
I was a cool kid? Yeah, I was an athlete, and then
because
I was an athlete and I was kind of cute, it made me popular.
Right, right.
So
okay.
I was kind of like you said. I had the best of both worlds. Like,
right, right.
I couldn't really do no wrong.
Right, you was off the chain basically.
Not in that sense. I could have been, but let me skip to that last question. I was going to say, if I could go back, and I would like to go back, and I wouldn't hook up with nobody as far as I wouldn't have no straight girlfriend.
You know what, dog? I feel you on that. I probably wouldn't either. I probably wouldn't have a real straight-up girlfriend. You feel me?
My junior and senior year, I had girlfriends both years, and, I mean, I couldn't, I did my thing with her. Or with them, but as far as like as off the chain as I could have been, I had to wait till college to do that because, you know, that's when I was single.
So. Uh huh. So you broke up with him when you went to college, basically?
Yeah, I mean,
Nah, you did. You broke up with him when you went to college because you knew you was going to get all the college pussy. There's nothing wrong with that. That's actually just the standard operating procedure. I mean, who really? You know how it is. Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. So, I mean, she doesn't listen to the show, so she doesn't know, right? Does she listen to the show?
I mean,
you broke up with her because you wanted college pussy. You wanted the new college pussy, all the new college pussy that you were going to be running across. That's why you broke up with her. Just admit it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was easy. It was easy. You just know, it's not going to work.
Yeah, it's not going to work because you want to fuck all the new pussy. That's where how it goes. You feel what I'm saying? That's what happened. It's okay, though. How should it be? Stop shit me, dog. There's no need to apologize for that because women do it too.
Oh no. I'm saying, I was like, at least I was honest about it.
Yeah. But women don't get it twisted. Women break up with niggas they was going with since the ninth grade. As soon as they get to goddamn college campus and some goddamn junior on the football team or some shit, look at her motherfucking ass, and all of a sudden, you feel what I'm saying, she forgot about them whole 4 years she was with your monkey ass. There's a movie called that I saw recently. It's about these kids who's trying to take this guy. He's going around following this kid. He's a virgin trying to get laid for the first time. You got to watch it. I can't even think of the name of it right now. But it's fucking hilarious, and it's got a lot to do with that. His girlfriend goes off to college and cheats on him and shit, and he goes into a mental breakdown and makes his ass of himself on the internet. Fucking crazy, man. It's a great movie. When I think of the name of it, I'm going to tell you. Anyway, move to the next question. No, for real, that shit is the funniest movie out. Like, it's like on some American Pie shit. Funny as hell. Number five. What do you think was the most significant thing that happened to you during your school days, homie?
Oh, shit. I don't even know. Like, I don't know. Dang. What you mean, like, significant? As far as my life?
What happened to you? Like, did you have some kind of event? Did you get into a fight one time? Did you and your girl break up? Did you embarrass yourself in front of the whole school? Anything? What was a significant moment in your school days that you just like, yo, that was just like the craziest shit that happened to me?
I got my share of fights, but I mean, it wasn't like nothing significant. I mean, I'm trying to think. I don't really know.
I'll come back to that question.
I'll come back.
All right. Is there someone that turned out just like you thought they would in high school? And is there someone else that turned out completely fucking not like you thought they would after high school?
Yeah, it was one guy I seen not too long ago. He turned out nothing like I thought he would. He was like a football player, like a linebacker.
Uh-huh.
Used to fuck everybody, fuck all the hoes, and do the whole 9 yards. And I seen him about 6 months ago. I never would have thought he married, like on lock or whatnot. You know, he married, he wiped up. Then he was so again. He used to do, like I'm saying, he used to do all kinds of shit. So he's now a cop.
Wow.
And I was like, you know, I was telling you of all people, I would, you know, everything used to go down. I would have never thought you would turn out to be like a cop.
Hey man,
only thing I can say, I mean, like I said, I'm not really for the whole cop thing, but I mean, the only good thing he did do is he moved away from the area that we went to high school.
Right.
So he wouldn't have to, because everybody he knew was doing stuff, he didn't want to have to be put in that predicament of having to, you know, deal with that. Whether
you know
what,
that's
smoking or dealing or what.
That's the only thing
I can respect him for that. But I mean, the whole, it was something I was like, dang, I never would have thought he would have been the one to like go off, get married like this soon, and turn out to be like a cop and all that other stuff. So
right. And then one thing I really hate to see is a motherfucker that used to be a fucking nerd and shit. And I know it's a white boy that used to be a fucking nerd and shit back in the day. He a cop in my hometown. I can't stand that bitch because I know he used to a lot of the dudes that still running the streets and wilding out at the crib. You know what I'm saying? They be like, they want to kill this motherfucker because they used to, you know, bully the little motherfucker up and shit in school and shit. Now he a cop and shit, and you know they still out here in the game. And he fuck with them any chance he get, anytime he see them motherfuckers. They don't got a speed, whatever. If he on patrol and he recognize you from high school, he know you fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? So I hate nerds that turn cops and then want to go back and, you know, relive high school or some shit vicariously through their fucking
10,
being
10,
a cop now.
Years after the fact.
Right, right. I can't stand them. No worse kind of cop. The only other kind of cop that's worse than a fucking ex-nerd is a fucking straight-up racist-ass cop. Other than that, a cop that used to be a fucking geek and used to get bullied in school is the worst motherfucker that you can run into. Because they always got to prove, or they always got to, they fuck with you and just, they abuse their authority more than anybody, I think. You feel me? Because they used to get bullied and shit all the time. Right, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You feel me? Yeah. I hate the motherfuckers. All right, dog. Thanks for calling the show. I'm going to get to these next callers. I got a lot of people on the phone lines and people raising their hand right about now. Everybody's chiming in. But thanks for calling the show, man. You feel me? You popular fucking popular athlete guy, you. A lot of people didn't have it like you, dog. People like you.
On that side,
people like you make other people sick.
Yeah.
But I don't know why you had a girlfriend if you was a fucking popular athlete. You got to kill yourself for that. Fuck, you single, dog. You're a popular athlete.
Whoa. See, but look, check. It was a captain of the cheerleading squad, though.
That's totally different. Whoa. That's totally different. It's totally different.
Yeah.
I thought you had a regular chick. No. If you're a popular guy,
squad,
then yes. Yeah, if you're a popular guy, you know what I'm saying? You're supposed to have, you know, the prom queen. You're supposed to have the cheerleader. You know what I'm saying? Something. If you're a popular athlete and you didn't have one of those, kill your fucking self. Because you were lame.
But look, on the side, though, that damn, like, I was in school. Like, I was going to school. Like, I went there 2 years, like, in college-wise. Now, that shit is, now, that's where it's at. That's where it's at. Like, when you're getting out of mommy and daddy's house,
uh-huh,
and you got complete freedom. Like I was kind of like how you said your 11th and your senior year was, where you didn't really have no authority really like that.
Right.
But when you get out of the house like completely,
yeah,
and you don't got to worry about coming home at a certain time, you can stay out party all night.
Right.
That shit is crazy.
Yeah, that's of course most Americans in high school. Bully's up next. I got a private call. I see Michigan girl. I see 678 on the phone. We're coming. I'm coming. But for me personally, I'm gonna tell y'all about me. For people who don't know me, I got some Panama City people on the line, so they may know this. All right. But people who don't know me, my 9th and 10th grade year, my 9th grade year, I was still living with my moms. You feel me? So I was still constricted. I really couldn't just roam and do what the fuck I wanted to do. I had rules and regulations. All right. My moms kicked me out of the house when I was 15. I was in the 10th grade. You feel what I'm saying? When I first got kicked out of my house, I had to go stay with my aunt for a little bit, and that was tight because they lived in like a really small spot, and I had to like sleep on the couch for a little bit. You feel me? And you know what I'm saying? Because my grandma was like, my grandma was tripping, like, you know, you need to go back home and do right and blah blah. So you can't stay with me and blah blah. So it was kind of crazy for me. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? For a couple of months, but finally I ended up staying at my grandma's house in the hood. Of course, my grandmama was the person who ran that household. My granddaddy was alive, but he ran. But anyway, long story short, my grandmama had an accident, and she, you know, was incapacitated. And my mom moved to Atlanta with my step-pops, and I started getting to the dope game. And my 11th and 12th grade year, I went from just a normal going to school, come home after school, do your homework type of kid in the 9th grade to running the street without no regulation whatsoever in the 11th and the 12th. And so my 11th and 12th grade years in high school, I was fucking ham. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was ham because my whole life had changed. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And I was doing a lot of grown up shit. I was fucking with a chick that was 25. You feel me? I was like never stay at home. I was staying up in hotels, staying out all night. I stayed with a motherfucking blunt in my mouth. You feel me? It was like whatever. And that had a lot to do with a lot of shit that went on with me later in life. You feel what I'm saying? I don't regret any of it, but my 11th and 12th grade year, I was living like an adult who had to go to school a couple hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. More so than a child. You feel me? So my 11th and 12th grade year, I was completely out of control. People at school may not have knew it, but people who knew me and was doing and knew me outside of school, after school, who hung with me and my crew and my clique, we was ham. You feel what I'm saying? We was ham. You was out of control. You feel me? And I had really no supervision at that point because my grandma, my mom moved. My grandma was hurt. My grandfather, he was really elderly, so he really just couldn't contain me, and I was out of control. So my 11th to 12th grade year, man, I got stories that most college kids don't have. You feel what I'm saying?
Most kids.
Yeah.
Got
yeah.
College stories, but just
yeah.
In high school.
Yeah. I was living college life in high school. You know what I'm saying? That's my story. That's the story of Blizzard. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? That's my personal story. So I became immensely popular in 11th and 12th grade. Because I was everywhere. I was at every club, every party.
Yeah,
in the midst
everybody
of every...
knew you already.
Right. You feel what I'm saying? So, yeah. I got way more popular in my 11th and 12th grade year. All right. Stay on the line, homie. I'm going to my homie, Big Bully. Bully! Big Bully! Bully!
What it do? What it do?
What it do, homie? Thanks for calling the show. Hey! Thanks for calling the show, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Right. What's going on, man?
Well, shit, man. Just laid back, chilling. About to watch the Duke-Carolina game. You feel me?
I think it's good. This guy here, he's an avid Tar Heel fan.
Avid, man. You know what I mean? So we're going to get
it. You know what? We good. I hate Duke so much that we good. I'm not a Tar Heels fan. I'm a Duke hater.
Everybody
so
hates Duke. If you're a nigga and you ain't from Carolina and you like Duke, something's fucking wrong with you.
Something's wrong with you. How could you like Duke and you're not even from there? You gotta be from there if you're black and you like Duke. Everybody hates those motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody hates them.
Unless you grew up in that area. I'm the only niggas I know who are Duke fans. Niggas who grew up right around there. Right.
That's the only niggas I know, man. You know what I mean? But you know, there's some corny niggas out there just like jumping on bandwagons and shit.
Yeah, you know. I know. But all right, so I'd like to hear this episode 155. Cause man, me and Switch, yeah, man, 155, man. I'm on it, man.
I remember episode one.
Right now, nigga, you remember the test? You remember the test run when y'all was all over here and we did the test run?
Yeah, before
man.
I actually
went live. Right.
You fucking out there? That's the hell you was doing?
Right.
Yeah, you got to out of control. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you got to check on this radio shit.
I'm doing it, man. I'm running this shit, man. So, look, check it out. Episode 155, we're talking about school days. And we talk a lot. We hang a lot. We hang and we cool. We folks. This is my fellow Team Streets member. But we haven't talked a lot about what you was like growing up, Bully. I'm going to find a little bit about my homie. You feel me? What was Streets like? What was Big Bully Streets? With your name being Bully, I'm assuming you was a terror, but I don't know. But what was Big Bully Streets like growing up in school? You feel me?
Oh, man. I was a little frustrated, you know what I mean, growing up. You know, my mom had, problems, drug problems and things like that, and that's what raised me. Going through high school, I lived in seven different households.
Wow.
I lived with basketball coaches. I lived with school secretaries, school counselors, friends, you know, girlfriends, you know. So it was really hard for me. So I was a bit of a bully, but I was also an athlete. You know what I mean? That's why a lot of people, went out their way to try to make sure I was all right. You know what I mean? Try to do right by me. But you know, I was a hard head. I eventually fucked that up. I move in with these people and I fucked that up. You know what I'm saying? Fighting with their children, with their real kids, and shit like that. You know what I mean? So. I had fun. I enjoyed myself, man. I was popular, you know, because I played sports. You know, a lot of people were scared of me. I had a car as a sophomore. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It really boosted my popularity, you know, and my pussy count as well. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I got a car my junior year. You feel me? So, yeah.
You was a year late. Most people get a car their junior year. See, I got mine early, though. You know what I mean? I was a young hustler, got mine early. You know what I mean?
Right.
I had a rabbit, four-door. Only one door the bitch worked.
Nigga, I had a Ford Thunderbird, nigga. I had an old Ford Thunderbird, 76 Thunderbird, nigga.
Oh, shit, what the fuck?
What the fuck does a 76 Thunderbird look like? Hey, nigga, long hood, sharp body, I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? All leather, nigga. Yeah. With kids, you know what I'm saying?
That was cool.
Right, so you was a high school. You was a bit of a bully. You had some, issues at home. You feel me? I can relate to that a little bit. Not as extreme as yours. You feel me? But I had my share of problems. you feel me, with my parents and everything, and, you know, we went through shit, and I got kicked out of shit, and, you know, start wilding out of shit. What do you think was the most significant thing that happened to you during your school days, homie?
Graduating, man. You know, when I graduated, when they called my name and I walked, first of all, to graduate, you know, I had to make up a lot of credits real fast. I had to go to, not only did I have to go to school, you know, most people in their senior year, they got 2 or 3 classes. I had a full schedule.
I did too, dog. I did the same thing. Yeah, I barely graduated. When I tell you barely, I mean, I graduated. If you needed 24 credits. I had 24, nigga. And I had 23.5. I had actually flunked my English class, but the goddamn teacher was like, you know, you're a good person, whatever. I'm going to go ahead and give you a D so you can goddamn graduate. Because I really didn't need to
pass. A lot of people looked out for me because they knew my story, man. They gave me a chance. They gave me. I knew I was going to walk 2 days before graduation. Put it like that. You know what I mean? 2 days before graduation, I knew I was going to get to walk with my classmates, and that was the most significant part. Still to this day of my life, that you know, because I surprised a lot of people. You know, a lot of people was including my counselors, people that was in my corner, was just like, you know, going to the. They're trying to get me to go to the Marines. You know what I mean? Real hard body, real heavy. I got kicked off the basketball team my senior year. I had a baby. My senior year, you know what I mean? And I basically, you know, my baby mama lived with me. It's me and my baby mom. I had a car note. I had to pay rent. No, my mom wasn't there. I was living on my own my senior year with a baby, car, everything. So, you know, a lot of people felt, I guess, sorry for me, but I did do the work and graduated. So that's the most significant part about it for me, about high school.
Let me tell you something, man. That gave me another level. I mean, I already fuck with you, you my nigga, but knowing that right there, dog, you feel me? That's another level of respect you got to give a nigga, because I tell you, most niggas will not have graduated in that situation. Straight the fuck up. Because I know a whole bunch of niggas who didn't do it in that situation. I know way more niggas who went through shit you went through that did not graduate, and chicks. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So for you to even still graduate going through all that, my nigga, that's all I can do to that. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know a lot of motherfuckers, man. Like I said, growing up in Bay County, where I'm from, it's a fucking travesty, man. The amount of black males that I went to elementary and junior high with, as opposed to how many of the motherfuckers walked that stage with me, and I barely made it. You feel what I'm saying? And a lot of my homies, nigga, most of my homies didn't graduate. You feel me?
Right.
I had one, two, three homies that I said these are my niggas. That I fucks with like that, that graduated with me. I had way more homies than that, but that I felt like, of course I knew some of the other niggas, but I didn't rock with them like that. I had 3 homies that graduated with me, nigga, and I had a whole bunch of partners. You feel what I'm saying? But niggas was just dropping out. Niggas was going to prison, going to juvie, everything. You feel me? And it was like, man, you know, so the ones that did graduate with me, man, that I really still rock with to the day, and they know who they are. You feel me? They call the shows every now and again. You feel me? So it's like, I was like, yo, it's just crazy the amount of black males that graduated with me as opposed to how many of them really grew up with me, man. Shit is fucking crazy. But we had some wild times.
The numbers now, like even here in Georgia, man, I be checking them out. It's crazy, still getting worse, you know. We come to school our freshman year, we all present, but leaving out that bitch.
Right. A whole other story. You know what I'm saying? I mean, real talk. So give me an example. Give me an example outside of yourself. Give me an example of somebody that turned out just like you thought they would that you knew in high school, and somebody that turned out completely different from what you thought they would be.
Somebody that turned out like they, you know, I always be tripping about the, you know, the hoes.
Right.
I find it so amusing that these chicks that, you know, I mean, let's be real, Blizzle. I mean, you know, freshman football, we all had to jump off a chick that, you know, we would all go over there and take over your homeboy house. Everybody would be, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But now these chicks is married. You know what I mean? They got
different
fights. And you could, and it'd be, those be the ones that's on Facebook saying the most about their marriage. Like, oh, my life is so wonderful. I'm married. And, you know, my husband's the greatest, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, yo, I don't believe, they will always be that old. But I swear to God, I feel like if I seen them, I could still beat it. You know what I mean? No questions asked, so. You know, they got like, there's like 3 or 4 on my page right now that,
right,
you know, that's like that, you know what I mean, that's married. So I guess, you know, that's the biggest surprise. I got this white boy named Noah Mullins that be on my page, man. He's a big surprise, too, because, you know, we didn't talk much in high school or whatnot. You know what I mean? We was on a football team together, but we didn't talk much. But now, you know, we grown. He's into hip-hop. You know, he helps me promote my music and shit like that. I be reading his status. This is cool and shit. You know, he's just a real cool-ass motherfucker. And I would have never known that, you know what I mean, growing up with him in high school, so.
Yeah,
but
I got a couple people, school. Man. Yeah, I got a couple people now on my Facebook page that I wish that I was friends with growing up. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I wish I just wasn't on some of the shit I was on. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Some of the chicks. And you know what I hate? You know what? I realize now that I'm grown. I could
have.
Yo, man. I realize. What'd you say?
Y'all got some bad chicks out there in Panama City, man.
Yeah. The thing that killed me is with the chicks. As far as me personally, I didn't realize how many chicks I could have banged back then. All these motherfuckers now telling me I used to like you in high school. I'm like, what the fuck you ain't tell me then? You know what I'm saying? Why you ain't say shit? Nobody said shit. All these motherfuckers thought I was cute back then. Thought I was cool back then. Had a Cuban. What the fuck? Don't you remember?
You look a lot cuter when you got 3-4 albums out, this motherfucker.
I don't know. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Maybe it's K-100. I don't know. But I'm telling you what they told me, though. You feel me? I'm like, what the fuck? I never knew that. We never even spoke. You never said two fucking words to me about this stuff. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know that. That's what killed me about some of the females now. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? They're like, yeah, I thought you was cute back then. I used to like you back then, but blah, blah. But you was with such and such. I'm like, really? You really thought you couldn't take me from her? You know what I'm saying? Really?
Right. I get the same thing, but it's just more about status. You know what I mean? We grew up, and they see how we look now. You know what I mean? I don't know if they were fooling me like that back then, because, shit, they would have said so. That's how I feel.
That's how I feel.
I just think you like me now, and you don't know how to approach me now. So the thing is, I liked you back in high school. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like
I don't know what's up with that. I don't know. All right, last question, because I got people waiting on the line. I got a lot of people on the line now. Everybody's chiming in. Everybody, welcome, everybody. Thanks for calling the show. Here I come. I'm going to pick up the pace. Everybody's calling in now. All right. Oh, by the way, y'all stand by. I'm going to play Bully's new joint, Automatic. And before we get up the line, I'm going to tell you where the video shoot. If you're in the Atlanta area, they're shooting a video for his song, Automatic. And plus, I'm spinning that joint on the show tonight. But last question, Bully. What would you do different? What would you do different if you could do one thing different from your school days? What would you do different?
What would I do different, man? I would have just, as you know, I got kids now, you know what I mean? And my oldest child is 13, my oldest son is 13. And then what I try to tell him is to get involved in school, you know? Me, I just went, and I did play sports and shit, but as soon as practice was over, I was gone. I was only in one club, I was in Decker Club, you know, that's just because we got to go on field trips. That's the only reason why I'm doing that shit. But just I would have just been more involved in school, more clubs, maybe yearbook staff, shit like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
I would have been more involved in school because education is very important. You don't get to realize it. Sometimes you don't realize it until, you know, it's past, you know? I mean, luckily for me, you know, I'm very ambitious about my dreams, and I'm very talented as an artist. So, you know, I always had that to fall back on, but, you know, a lot of people don't, you know?
They
come out with no education, no direction, nowhere to go, and then they don't have no dreams either. So, you know, they basically turn into fucking losers after high school.
Right.
Yeah, so I definitely would have, you know, been more involved all around in school, you know, period.
Right. That's what's happening on me. I really feel that. I was not, especially my 11th and 12th grade year, I just stopped giving a fuck about school, though. You feel me? And a lot of it had to do with shit I was going through in my home life and just a lot of shit. I was just on some other shit, man. So I stopped giving a fuck. That's why, because people who know me know when I was in junior high, elementary, I used to be a straight-A student. I used to get awards for, like, you feel me? That's why, you know, niggas like you, when you meet me now, and niggas be like, nigga, you goddamn know how to work 3-4 goddamn softwares. You know how to do all this other shit. You know, you engineer videography, all this shit you know how to do. And I'd be like, because I used to be a nerd when I was young. I used to, like, get straight A's, nigga. I made my first B in the 7th grade. You feel
what I'm
saying?
You're still a nerd. You're still a nerd.
Yeah,
you know
what
I'm saying? The people that don't know, this nigga Blizzum is talented, man. The nigga does so many things on so many levels at a high level at that. If you don't know, the nigga does everything. Nigga did a magazine. He got magazine spreads. He got albums. He can mix your album. You know what I mean? He can rap. He can, there's so much that the nigga can do. He is a nerd, you know? Another nigga on my team, Next Tail Nails, he a nerd like that, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I surround myself with niggas like that because I'm always win. I'm not as smart as those guys. You know what I mean? I'm the muscle of the crew.
Exactly. But I mean, you know what I'm saying? So people be like, yo, and so but when I went through the family situation that I went through, then I had to and I started fucking with the streets, it did give me the edge. I would not be Blizzom had I not gone through that. Period point blank.
Right.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I would have
exactly.
I would have just been behind this whatever, but I could not have been. That brought me out of my shell. You feel me? That gave me my swag. You understand what I'm saying? So being Blizzom, I had to go through that shit to be the nigga I am now. You feel me? But, you know what I'm saying? I think as far as what you're saying, what would you do different? I really regret not being involved in school, man. I really, but like I said, I really wish I wouldn't stop playing football. At the end of the day, that's just my thing. I wish I wouldn't stop doing it. You feel me? All right, but tell the people how to, tell the people about Automatic and where they can check out for your video shoot Sunday if they're in the Atlanta area. We got a couple of them online.
So Automatic is the new single. It's a dual single that I'm doing with Next Tail Nails. Man, it's a hot song. You can go on ReverbNation.com/BigBullyStreets. You know, to check the song out. It's real high energy. The video shoot is in Smyrna, Georgia. The address is 2968 Ask K Drive, Smyrna, Georgia 30082. It's a performance video. We're feeding everybody that come out. It starts at 11. You know, everybody needs to be there at 11. You know, we'll be there at 10 o'clock, so if you want to come early, that's cool. We'll be there at 10. Come at 11. I mean, we're going to have free T-shirts out there for everybody, and we're just going to really get it in. We got, it's HD. We got a couple of cameras, and while we're shooting the video, we're also shooting a behind-the-scenes making of the video as well. And then we got the professional photographer, Ty, my man Ty, professional photographer, is going to be there as well. Any models that still want to get on, we got plenty of models. But if you feel like, you know, you're a pretty face, you know, you want to try to steal a spot or whatever, that's cool. Just holler at me, tstream17@yahoo.com, and I can send you a model release form, to you and get you in there. But I'm telling you, there's some stiff competition because there's going to be some bad bitches up in there, man. You know what I mean? So you gotta be. I suggest you be a bad bitch if you try to step up in there like that. But everybody's welcome to come, and we're just gonna have a lot of fun. If you ever been to a Teamsters event, you already know how we do. We're strictly about having lots of fun, getting fucked
exactly.
up, and having fun.
There exactly, you go. Exactly, exactly.
February 13th.
Yeah. Same thing. If you came to the Bet the House video shoot, you know what I'm saying? With the liquor on deck, you know what I'm saying? It's relaxed.
Right.
You feel me? It's relaxed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to be good. You feel me? All right. Without further ado, welcome everybody that's on the show real quick. Please do not hang up. Well, I got my homie Big Bully on the line, and we're halfway through the show. I'm going to go ahead and spin his single, Automatic. This is the song they're shooting the video for this Sunday. Please come out and support the crew, man. Now, y'all don't know, the Team Strength album is coming out soon. We just had a listening session for it. The album is a monster. You feel
it's
me? Niggas is not a monster, man. Niggas is not ready for this record. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like I said, this is my homie from the Team Striz movement. You feel me? And I respect him as a real nigga. And also, you know what I'm saying, as an artist. His homie gets it in. He puts in that work. You feel me? He beat the streets. You feel me? So this is Big Bully Automatic. The video is coming soon. The shoot is up in Atlanta on Sunday. And don't hang up. I'm coming straight to the phone lines next.
Automatic, you in the dancer. The earrings are sweet, but the chain is delectable. I'm a boss if you wanna get dead. That's why I fuck your bitch on my section. Just so I let you know how to run the action. No, I'm a futuristic fantastic intellectual.
Download, man. They might want to put it on the iPod. I'm just saying. But, well,
iTunes.
Oh, that's right. Well, iTunes and get it then. Download it for 99
cents. Let me get that money. Let me get that cash, folks.
And share it on your Facebook wall. All right, homie. Stand by, man. Thanks for calling the show. I see you niggas on Sunday. You already know what it is.
All right, sir. All
right. Next caller. Private caller.
Hello.
Hello. What's going down?
What's happening?
What, is this Keith?
Yes.
I didn't know. You always call me from the private number. Michigan's up next. Shay, then T. Lewis. You feel me? In that order. 347-934-0966. Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. Thanks for calling the show. Episode 155. Cool day. You did. That's what we're talking about on the show tonight. You feel me? So,
Keith. Yeah.
Let me go ahead and ask you the question. I'm interested to know. Inquiring minds want to know. What was school like for you growing up? What was school like for you growing up?
Hated school.
You hated school?
I made good grades. I made good grades, but I hated school.
Why you hated school?
I just didn't like it. Like, I feel like everybody was so immature and stupid.
Oh, my. Everybody, you're so immature. Oh, my God. Is
yeah.
that why you were fucking yeah. all the 20-something-year-old dope boys? Is that why?
Maybe.
Like your little hot ass was fucking all the grown-ass men, dope boys right there.
I was a big time nerd all the way up to maybe like, that was fucking all the goddamn dope boys. I didn't start doing that to high school. That was to high school.
I'm talking about high school. Duh. Duh. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about fucking high school. Is that why you were doing that? I just really didn't like school.
Like, everything was so slow. I got in trouble a lot, you know, for, like, talking and stuff because I would always be doing my work. So I was really bored. I was bored a lot in school. So, and then, like, when I was in middle school, I had to go to a group home. So it was just a whole lot of stuff. It was, like, right before my ninth grade year, I was living in a group home. So
okay,
when I got in high school, I was just like, forget it. I ain't even really, you know.
Right.
It was whatever.
It was whatever. Okay. Once again, I think a lot of people have to understand that what was going on in your home life or whatever, you know, outside of school life, it does bear a lot on what's going to be going on and how you view school. You just heard my homie Bully. You heard my story. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And my homie Derek. You know what I'm saying? He didn't go through any of that. So he was like. You know, he had what you would call a normal high school experience. I had a normal high school experience my ninth grade year. My 10th grade year, shit started getting crazy. And my 11th, 12th grade year was just, people should not be living like that in high school. You feel what I'm saying? It just,
that's about how
was,
mine went, too. Like, 9th and 10th grade, it was kind of normal. You know, I auditioned to go to, like, a performing arts school. So, you know, I was doing all the band stuff and... You know, all kind of. I was doing my thing, the Beta Club, college prep classes, all that. But like the summer after I graduated, not the summer after my 11th grade year, I got pregnant. So I was pregnant my whole senior year. And so, but I still graduated. You know, I was still like at the top of my class. It's just a point. You know, but I was just like ready to get out of school.
Right. So did you do any? Oh, you was in band. So that's the.
The band, the Beta Club. You know, I was in.
Were you a banking? You was a band geek, right?
Yep.
Did you ever stick a flute up your pussy?
Nah, I ain't graduate to that level.
American Pie, look it up. what was I going to say? Oh, next question. What social class would you say you were in back then? Were you a cool girl? Were you one of the mean girls? What were you?
I think I was a little mixture because, like, all my friends were, like, very, very popular. Like, my best friend, she was a drum major, and my other friend, she was the one who beat up everybody. And it was just, I had, like, all my friends were really popular. I was kind of, like, the quiet one out of the group. But, you know, everybody knew me by association. So, I don't know, I was kind of, like, in between, but I was still, like, the little nerd, kind of kept to myself. All my activities were done, like, as far as boys and stuff, I did all that outside of school. So, you know, on that tip, then nobody really know much about me.
Right. Okay, what do you miss most about those school days, if you miss anything? You sound like you just hated school, but do you miss anything
about it? No, not really.
Nothing.
I don't really miss anything about school. I miss nothing about school at all. Like, I don't miss people. I don't miss none of that.
Okay. All right. That's understandable. You just, hey, I'm asking the questions, but, you know, if that's the answer, that's what it is. What do you think was the most significant thing that happened to you during your school days?
Most significant thing?
Yeah, a major fate. You getting pregnant. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean,
that was very significant. And, you know, it was, since I was a good student, it wasn't as bad, but, like, I took the last 4 months, 3 or 4 months out. Like, I wasn't at school those last 3 or 4 months before graduation. And I still came out with, like, A's and B's, you know. So that was, and then I went from, like, Buckhead to Bankhead, that type of situation with school. So, you know, I was in the hood school and I was fighting, that type of stuff, but... Hey, it was just normal. I was just glad I graduated with my baby outside and sitting in the crowd.
Big props for that, though. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers, hey, you know what? Again, because a lot of motherfuckers would have been like, fuck school. You feel what I'm saying? At that point. You feel me? You don't know how many.
And it was
you know
hard just going to my school pregnant because there was so many fights and stuff. And they had combined two rival schools, which was so retarded. So it was a lot of fights and stuff, and it was crowded. So when you pregnant, they like pushing around and hitting your stomach. And so I just took like the last 4 months. I just didn't even go.
Get out of my work at home. Okay. Is there someone that turned out just like you thought they would? You know what I'm saying? Or somebody who turned out exact opposite of what you thought they would from high school?
It's this chick I know. Like, she right now she's married to, like, an old white man. And I was really, it was not totally, you know, a surprise for me. I could see her doing that. Like, it's like an old rich white man she married to.
An old rich white man. And she's the same age as you.
She the same age I am.
How old?
And he
got—he
got to be like 50, 55, something like that. He got to be that old.
He must be rich.
She's 32, 33.
So was she a gold digger? Was she a gold digger?
No, she really not a gold digger, but she just a type. She's really
not a gold digger, but she ain't a 50-something-year-old. You know what? Okay.
I think it's just the type of crowd she ended up hanging around. Cause she was really smart. You know, she went to college and she got her own stuff. You know, off the bat.
What the fuck does that have to do with you marrying
like the type of crowd.
A white person?
She's like one of the ones that married her professor or something. You know what I'm saying? She one of them.
Okay. I guess so. Anybody that turned out not like how you thought?
I ain't gonna say that person. Let me choose somebody else.
Ah, did they show up?
Yeah, I don't know. They might. I don't know. That's my dog, so I ain't gonna even do that. But it's quite a few people that turned out quite the opposite. Like, cause I was a real skinny chick, you know. They used to just call me sexy, whatever. And all the other girls, they were so thick and so fine, and they like some whales right now. And like people like, oh my god, look at that, she's freaking whale.
So you think a lot of people got fat? Is what you're saying?
Yeah, a lot of people, and then, like, they see me, and I get that same story you do. Like, you know, I used to like you in school, this and that.
Right.
You like me
now.
Where were you? You like me now because I'm thick. Yeah, exactly.
Where were you? Because
you
know, I don't remember you ever talking to me.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. You know what I'm saying?
And
I don't remember you ever talking to me.
Talk about how sexy and how cute you was and blah, blah, you nigga, whatever. Right.
I don't remember. It was shocking, some of the ones that said that to me. I was like, what? Wasn't it? You know what I'm saying?
It's easy to understand now that you something that, you know what I'm saying, that they thought that other nigga was going to be.
So now I got to fuck you just because you made me wait 15, 20 years.
Oh, my goodness. Not my case.
Yeah, so you say. Next question. What would you do different? Last question. What would you do different if you could do your school days over?
What would I do different? I'll probably be more focused. I'll probably be a little bit more focused. You know, just try to get a little more enjoyment because I was so grown. You know what I'm saying? I was doing grown things and, you know, I was working and paying bills and stuff. So it was just like I didn't really get to be a kid and I didn't really get to be a teenager and enjoy school.
Right.
Maybe that's why I hated it. You know, I didn't get to enjoy it like most people did.
Right. I feel you on that. I feel you. I can see that. I was doing grown shit, but I was doing fun grown shit. You feel what I'm saying? So it wasn't
my stuff wasn't no fun. Like, I
was doing grown shit, but I was doing
fun
grown shit.
Go home to the baby, all that. Nah, it wasn't no fun.
Right. I was doing a lot of grown up shit, but it was all fun growing. I didn't have no real responsibility type shit to do. But so like I said, you know, just wish I would have kept playing football. All right, Keith, thanks for calling the show.
I had one more thing. One more person that turned out. I didn't like. I used this person. The guy busting head with a bottle told me he liked me.
Let me tell everybody the story to that. So she busted this guy in the head with a fucking Snapple bottle. And this is the same nigga that's on her Facebook page really trying to get at her right now. I don't know if I willingly be trying to holler at the chick that bust me in the head with a fucking Snapple bottle in front of everybody in the lunchroom. Hey, bully.
Now it was after
hey,
school, like in front of when everybody got out by the buses.
Hey, bully. He watching the game. I was gonna ask another fella. You know what I'm saying? Would you wanna fuck with the chick that bust you in the head with a fucking
Snapple bottle?
And I
mean, we went to court.
And now you're trying to holler at her
ugly
on Facebook.
Yeah.
And now you're trying to holler at you on Facebook. I couldn't believe the story when you told me. I was like, I don't even believe that shit.
Yeah, till you saw him on that
What the fuck is wrong with this nigga? All right, stay on the line. All
right.
Michigan girl, Shay's up next, D.T. Lewis. Michigan girl, what's happening, baby?
What's up? What's going on?
What it do? Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks, everybody. Welcome to all these people on the phone line. Hey, how you doing? Got a few. Y'all got something y'all want to talk about school? Make sure you press the number one on the keypad. You feel me? I got enough people with their hands raised, but we're going to keep it moving. Keep it us. Pick up the pace to make sure I can grab everybody, all right? But if you never hit, if you never talked to me before, or a couple of private calls, whatever, if you want to talk to me, you got to hit the number one on the keypad, and that's the way I'll come to your phone line, all right? You feel me? But I got quite a few people with their hands raised right now, so we're going to go ahead and pick up the pace a little bit. So, Michigan girl, episode 155.
Yes.
What was school like for you growing up?
Ooh, I had a ball in high school.
Why is
I
that?
Love high school.
Why did you have a ball? What did you do? Did you do any extracurricular activities? What social class would you say you were in?
Okay, now you're going to make me think. I played volleyball. I ran track. I played basketball. I was in ROTC. I played tennis. I was on the Honor Society, the Key Club, the Yearbook Committee. hold on, wait, I got some more. Hold on. Oh, I was drill team captain for ROTC. I was on flag detail. I was a cheerleader. Hold on. There's something else I'm missing.
Why are you not Michelle Obama? What the fuck is going on? God damn it, man. What are you? Are you a senator? If you're not a senator, you're going to be a disappointment for question 7 or 6.
Oh, yeah, okay, okay. But, yes, I did all of that throughout high school. I did all of those variety of different things.
So what social class would you say you were in? Miss Popularity or Cool Kid, or what were you? Everybody has, you know, we break this shit down in social classes. You know, you got the geeks, the jocks, the preppies, the pretty chick. Whatever. Where were you? What social class would you put yourself?
Popular, cool, and I guess kind of the pretty chick with them. I was like in 3 different classes, I guess.
Okay, popular, cool, pretty chick. Yeah.
Stop it, man.
We shall see if that is the case.
Okay, well that's it. What else?
Well, next question is, what do you miss most about school?
Actually, the fun. Just, you know, I just had a lot of fun. So I miss, you know, just having fun. And, you know, I had a hard childhood growing up until, you know, a certain point. But by the time I got to high school, I was living with my grandmommy, and I didn't get everything I wanted. But, you know, her and my grandfather tried real hard to make up for some of the stuff I had went through. And, I mean, I did work, too, but all in all, everything kind of evened out. So I had some good friends, and I just had a lot of fun. So I just miss being able to have fun all the time.
Right, right. I can say that. I miss not paying bills. I miss not paying fucking bills. If I could go back and do that all over. Shit. What do you think was the most significant thing that happened to you during your school days?
Man, the most significant thing that happened to me was I found out like about 3 days before I graduated that I was pregnant.
And here we are, ladies and gentlemen, back to my original point. So.
Yes, I found out I was pregnant 3 days before I graduated. And I don't mean like a little bit pregnant. I mean, damn, I was good and pregnant. I graduated on June 3rd. My son was born July 27th.
Now, see, this is. Of course, everybody listening is saying, wait a minute, huh? She found out she was pregnant on June and had the baby in July. Hello.
Well, because I was, they say because I was very active or whatever, that could have been the case, but I did not miss my period. So I didn't show any signs until right before I found out, which was like 3 days before graduation, that I was pregnant. I mean, I still looked the same. My stomach didn't get any bigger. My chest got bigger, but I just, you know, I was a teenager, so I'm just thinking, okay, my chest still growing. So I just didn't show. I was never sick, never tired. I was always running. I was always in somebody's activity. It was my senior year. We partied. We kicked it. So I just didn't know. I found out 3 days before I graduated. That I was pregnant. I went to my senior prom party, had my bad dress on, all that good stuff. And like a couple weeks later, I found out I was pregnant. And I'm really pregnant. Not like, oh, you 6 weeks pregnant? No, you like 5-6 months pregnant? Except no, yeah, because they say he was like 6 weeks early, so I was about 7 months pregnant when I found out.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, that's a life changer right there.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty significant right
there. And so that's why I didn't get to go to college with all that. I had got accepted to 5 different schools and all of that got put on hold. Was possibly thinking about going to the Air Force. Had took the ASVAB because I was in ROTC for 4 years. So I had a whole bunch of different options and all of them kind of came to a screeching halt when I found out I was pregnant.
So that's definitely without a doubt the most fucking significant shit that happened to you.
Right.
If that kid was ever fucking ever in his life talk back to you.
Yeah.
Because he changed your whole life.
Exactly.
Kid changed your whole life. But you're still doing okay for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So is there someone that turned out just like you thought they would or someone that turned out completely like you thought they wouldn't from high school?
There's this girl and... Okay, let's just say it. She was a hoe. I mean, she was just like a straight up hoe. She slept with everybody. Basketball team.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm just saying, like they ran train football team. She was just a hoe. I'm just saying. She had by the time we graduated, she was on baby number 3. Yeah, by the time we graduated, she was on baby number 3. And now she's married to a pastor. She's the first lady, and she is also saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Wow, really?
Now, let me tell you, hold on. First of all, no, look, wait a minute. I'm not knocking the fact that she changed her life and she's...
Right, I'm not either.
But I would have a problem with that person trying to tell me right from wrong, tell me I need to straighten myself the fuck up, bitch. Now you could be the biggest Christian, you could be the first lady, but I'm gonna need for you not to say nothing, bitch, okay? About
well,
what the fuck I'm doing wrong. I don't wanna hear from you. I can hear from your husband. I don't wanna hear from that bitch. No. I don't wanna hear from the bitch who got trains ran on her and had 3 kids in high school, bitch. You can't tell me too much. I'm not gonna take you.
And we live in a small town, so pretty much everybody knows
I don't wanna hear from her. I respect what she did. I respect the fact that she changed, but I don't want her telling me what the fuck I need to do about my life, how I need to get right with Christ, bitch. Okay. Maybe I shouldn't have said that like that, but whatever. I'm just saying.
I need you to say that a little bit nice.
I don't need for you telling me that, though, because you was letting niggas run trains on you and you had 3 kids in high school. I can understand your change, and you can tell me about how I can make it through struggles. I can hear that message from you, but I don't want to hear you telling me about you need to settle down with one woman and shut the fuck up. This is not the bitch talk to me about fornicating. Okay, next question. The last question, actually. What would you do different if you could do your high school days over?
Honestly, just the high school days, I wouldn't do anything different because I think I graduated. When I graduated my senior year, I had more than enough credits. I went to school half a day, but I, you know, did the little in school, whatever. So I think I got everything I was supposed to get out of my high school experience. The only thing I would probably change if I could, but I know it would change my whole life, would be the fact that I got pregnant in high school because it did change my whole life. But as far as just my high school experience, I loved high school. It was great. I got everything. I feel like I got everything out of it that I should, you know, the parties, had the fun, you know, had the boys chasing after you, you know, all of that. I even had the little dope boy boyfriend, so I had the gold chains and the fly Jordans and all of that. So, I mean, I had a ball.
All righty. And there you have it. Some of y'all, Some people had. You know the point I'm trying to make with this show, man. You see how, you know, different people, you know what I'm saying, grew up and had such different high school experiences, man. You feel what I'm saying? Such different high school experiences. All right. Thanks for calling in, Michigan girl. Stay on the line, all right? I got a couple more people raising their hand, all right?
All right.
All right. Shay's up next, and then I see T. Lewis, then I see LL on the line, in that order. Shay, what's happening, babe? Thanks for calling the show.
What's up?
What it do? Thanks for calling in. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzom. I got Shay on the line. Episode 155. School days. Classes in session. Shay.
Yeah.
What was school like for you growing up?
It was boring. Well, I can't say it was boring. I hated school, really. I was not a school kind of person.
What did you hate about it?
I just didn't want to be there. I wish that I could just go and just take the test and leave, because I never studied. I mean, I just went to class and took the test pretty much. And it was just very boring to me.
What extracurricular activities did you do, or what social class would you say you were in back then?
Well, the extracurricular activities were fun. I was like in band, marching, concert band, civic club, beta club. I was on like team board, modeling outside of school, stuff like that. Like singing in the choir at church and all that good stuff. But it just wasn't, I don't know. I just didn't see the point of school, really. I just felt like, well,
you didn't see the point of school.
I just felt like if I already knew it, why do I have to stay in this class? And then what really ticked me off was I took some college prep classes, and one of them found out that my teacher wasn't certified with credentials enough for me for that class to count for my college credit. So I pretty much just showed up and didn't do anything. I was like, well, I can fail this class and still not have it affect my GPA. What I'm going to apply myself for is not going to count.
Okay, I guess so. So what social class would you say you were in?
I don't know. I guess kind of like all around, because like I said, I was in band and I was like dating like one of the football players, so we was always like into something, going to something, some kind of party or event or something like that. I was pretty much cool with everybody.
Your life wasn't that bad. I mean, your life wasn't that bad then. You weren't.
I didn't say it was bad. I just said it was boring to me. I just didn't want to be there. The only reason why I did all that stuff is because I couldn't do it at home. My mom wouldn't let me go nowhere. So I was like, well, hell, I'm just going to do everything I can do at school.
Okay, all right. A lot of people actually take that route, actually, though. What do you miss, if you miss anything, what do you miss about school?
I probably miss the band the most. Band and the football game and just marching season. That was like my favorite. I loved it.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's see. What do you think was the most significant thing that happened to you during your school days?
I don't think anything significant really did happen. I think that's why I was bored.
Did you lose your virginity in high school?
Yeah, I did. I guess that was
fine. Uh-huh. All of you fucking women who lost your virginity in high school, that's a significant event.
It was significant. Yeah, it was.
I lost mine in the summer going from junior high to high school, so that doesn't count.
Yeah.
Right.
You was already a pro by the time I had lost.
No, I was not a pro. I didn't become a pro until the 11th grade. That point I was a man. Okay, so of course I still have some growing to do. Next question. Is there someone that turned out just like you thought they would, and someone who turned out exact opposite of what you thought they would?
Man, a lot of people turned out the opposite of what I thought they would. I mean, there were some people that in high school that I felt like applied themselves a lot more than me, and they were like, you know, always on the super dean's list, so to speak. And now in life, they just like, I don't know what happened. It's like, did they like lose their intelligence or something? I don't know. And there's like some people that was like all this and all that and like, you know, super hot bodies in high school. And it's like now I'm like, really? No, all that stuff you did, all that stuff you did, and you look like that now? Come on, for real?
Fat, they got fat. Hey, you can say it, Shay, they got fat.
Yeah, they got fat.
Yeah.
And you know, it ain't just from having babies either. Some of them don't have no excuse. I mean, you have some children, okay, you're going to expect to have a little baby weight. Some of them, before they had the kids,
Right.
They ain't no excuse.
Right. That's one thing I hate to see. I hate to see the super fine chick that used to be the shit back in the day, and you really wanted to hit it, but you never got a chance, and then you see her, and you're like, what the
fuck?
I'm pretty sure you ladies feel the same way when you see that one guy who was a cute guy, and now you see him, and he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, my gosh. Definitely.
Right.
I think it's kind of funny, though. Some of the people that used to tease me about being so little and all this stuff when I was in high school, now they're trying to holler. So I'm like, okay, now sit back and laugh now.
Right. You vindictive motherfucker. Okay. Next question. What would you do different if you could do your school days over?
What would I do different? I think I would have applied myself more. Like I said, I just pretty much just, I mean, I made good grades, but I didn't really try hard. You know what I mean? I probably would have applied myself better, actually studied for the test so that I could, like, you know, make all A's and all that kind of stuff. But, and I probably would have been better off in terms of, like, going to college. But, you know, it is what it is. So I definitely had to apply myself to college. I know that much. I had to study. So that's
okay.
What I would have done different. I think I would have applied myself a little bit more.
All right. That's fair enough. So, since you were in band, of course I gotta ask, did you ever stick a flute up your pussy?
No, I played trumpet. And that mouthpiece is kind of cold, thank you very much.
How do you know? I'm just playing. I just have to ask. American Pie is a fucking funny movie. I don't give a shit. That shit is hilarious.
Oh, God.
I love that movie. All right. Stay by. Stay up. Shut up. Stay tuned.
Stand by.
I got you. All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K1's your internet radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks to everybody who's on the phone lines. I see all y'all. Shout out to anybody that's listening to me. You know, I wish I could see. You know what I can't see? I don't know if you people know this. I can't see the people who's listening on the internet while I'm doing the show. Like, I can't see Blog Talk. I need a feature that lets me know how many people are looking at my listening to my show on the internet right now. I can't see that. All I can see is how many people are on the phone lines. And then people will be like, I listen to your show all the time. I just listen on the internet. And, of course, it's a fucking internet radio show, so that's the whole goddamn point. You feel what I'm saying? Like, so many people will be like, I don't like to call in, but I listen to every episode. I'm like, fuck, I don't know. But then when I look at my stats, like, 2 days after they come out, I'm like, damn, I had 40 people listening on the internet. You feel me? And I had 19 people on the phone lines. I'm like, call the fuck in. Even though I always have enough people to make a show on the phone lines, I only need 10 people to call in to make a show. In between me gabbing on and talking shit and music and letting people express themselves, I only need 10 people to call for each show, and it makes the show. It's only 2 hours long. And if it's enough people on the line, I might do an after party. But so many people listen to the show on the internet, even though it is internet radio, and that's the fucking point. That's the whole point of the technology. I'd like more people to call in. So if you guys are listening on the internet, 347-934-0966. I got people on the phone lines right now. I'm good. I just want to hear from some of the people who I always talk to in my inbox and Facebook and stuff, and they tell me they like the show, and I'm like, yo, call in. Come on. Do it. I be wanting to hear from you guys. And I know my K100 people, I got love for them, and I fucks with them. They don't call in all the time. They got my back 100. You know what I'm saying? The officers, the usual suspects, but I be liking to hear from other people. So we can, you know what I'm saying, jump on your ass when you say some bullshit. All right. T. Lewis, what it do, homie?
What up?
What's going on, man?
I've been on hiatus for a little bit, man. I had to take care of some stuff, man.
Hey, man, it's all good, man. I appreciate the support any way I can get it, dog. Real talk. And this is funny because, now, Shay went to school with me. And me and Shay never said two words in high school because Shay was dating a jock, and she was also two years old. You feel me? And so, you know what I'm saying? You know how that goes in high school. You know, you girls don't go in reverse. Y'all go either the same age or up. That's how it works. If you go under, you get talked about, and you can't be cool. You all right? Only way a girl's going to go date a guy younger than her in high school is if he's, like, absolutely the motherfucking man. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? In some capacity. If not, that's not going to happen. And so Shay never said two words to me, but now we're great friends. She calls the show, and she's really supportive. You feel me? I would have liked to mash her in high school. I did. She was out of my room. She was dating a track star. What could I do? People? A how the ties change.
I think a lot of people wanted to match Shay in high school. Right. That's pretty much what it is.
Are you laughing, Shay?
Yes, I'm laughing. And you know what the funny thing is? Me and T. Lewis was like super cool back in high school, too.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know what? And he had a girlfriend. See, all of y'all had y'all little things going on. I was like, I'm going to try to holler at them. They're my friends. They're going to just tell me, go on somewhere, little girl.
I had nothing going on, Shay. Stop it. Stop it.
You did.
All right. Well, I had some things going on, but not that way. I'm done. I'm hanging up. C. Lewis.
Yeah.
What's going on? I like
Killer,
you.
Man.
Hometown is calling in on the show. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Let's see. Okay, here we go. So episode 155.
Yeah, yeah.
First question, homie. What was school like for you growing up?
School, actually, it was all right. I say it was 50-50, man. I mean, I had stuff going on at home and stuff like that, but all in all, it was all right. I don't really have no big deal because, you know, we had to click and everything, so it was cool, you know.
Right. It wasn't that bad. I mean, I know for a fact you wasn't like a social outcast or nothing like that. You feel me? You was cool. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You wasn't the kid getting bullied and beat up, and you wasn't, you know what I'm saying? You feel me?
No.
You wasn't the kind of nobody wanted to talk to. You know what I mean?
I mean, you know, like you had said earlier, I had called in early, like you had said you weren't the popular kid. I was like, oh, no, because everybody wanted to hang out with our clique and everything. So I was like, I don't know about that. But then again, I did come, like when y'all was in 10th grade, I was in 9th grade because I was supposed to be in the same grade.
Right.
We had to wait a year, so, you know. It was cool, though.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I don't know everything. Everything was going on with you outside of school, but I know in high school you wasn't like a social outcast and nothing close to it. So you should have had a pretty enjoyable high school experience.
Oh yeah, I was cool. Yeah. But just the other stuff that went on with it kind of made it 50-50. But it was real good though. All
right, so I don't even know if you were in anything, but did you do any extracurricular activities? What the fuck were you in?
Well, see, that's remember. So you remember. I don't know if y'all remember when I had ran track, but then I had got hurt.
Y'all niggas were dogging
me at Light Tower, so I was scared to run again after that. But I ain't want to run no more.
I didn't say that to you. I didn't say that. I probably was fucking with you. I was just bullshit.
But nah, I ain't want to run no more. I was done with it by then. I was just like, man, just forget it. So,
right. Right, so what social class would you say you were in? I guess the same social class that I was in. We was cool.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Kind of popular, maybe not the most popular people, but people. By the time we got in 11th and 12th grade, though, we was popular. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Because we were by default, once you become an upperclassman, you get you gain a certain level of notoriety anyway by default because you've been there, unless you come from another school or whatever. But, you know, even then, you got some people who were in grades who nobody even talked to, but not us. We were not those guys. What do you miss the most about school days back then?
I think you had said it earlier. Yeah, actually took mine. About, I really don't miss. I miss not having to pay bills and stuff like that. You see what I'm saying?
Man,
just like
real.
You go home. You go eat something. You go watch videos. You go to the rec. Go play ball.
Hey, that's
all
it.
That.
You make a little money.
Ain't nothing to worry about.
Make a little money, call a little chick.
Yeah.
What did you do? What else did you really have to do? You know what I'm saying? Even though I think with me in my situation, I did have some added pressure, but not really because I still, even when my grandmama got hurt, nigga, the bills was getting paid and I wasn't paying them. You feel me? My older relatives were making sure all that was getting done with my grandmama, you know, when she got her accident or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And she was in the hospital or whatever, but like, you know, my aunt that stayed there for a little bit with us, you know what I'm saying? And people who was coming through helping with her, they made sure. You know what I'm saying? They was concerned with me fucking up and getting in trouble and out here wilding, but I didn't have to come to the house and be like, who gonna pay the light bill? Like, cause my granddaddy was still living still too, so the bills got paid. You feel me? So I was fucking running amok. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like for real. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't even have those issues. So that's one thing I really missed back in the day where I just had no real responsibility and I could just, but yet and still I was just roaming free. I think I missed that.
Right.
But another thing I miss about school, to be honest with you though, is about the actual school itself. That was just a life issue. But actually, school itself, I miss like flirting with chicks and cracking jokes in class. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know,
we weren't bullies, but we did pick with motherfuckers who were fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, we were kind of, we weren't bullies. We didn't bully people, but we would pick at motherfuckers. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
You feel me?
First day of school.
Yeah, you know, I miss that kind of shit, man. You feel me? I'd like to go back and relive that if I could. It was just fun. Just innocent fun. You feel what I'm saying? Is there someone... I really want to know your answer. I know you're not going to name names because you never know who's listening to this show, especially for real. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like, Shay just talked around calling people fat without calling people names. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But is there someone that turned out just like you thought they would and someone who turned out exactly like opposite of what you thought they would?
Yeah, it's actually both. And the funny part about it is it's more the opposite negative than it is the positive. That's the bad part about Bay County.
That is actually.
But one cat he did end up how I thought he would. He actually didn't end up on the level I thought he probably would end up being at. But he's still doing his thing and everybody can see him on TV and doing whatever. So, but then on the flip side, the cat that I thought. That would have been, and everybody thought this cat was like the smartest, gonna be this, gonna be that, and man, this cat just like a regular old Joe. I'm like,
really?
What happened to you? Yeah, man. We all.
Are you talking, on the first verse, you talking about Anwan?
Yeah.
Right, Anwan. Anwan, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's playing football for the Canadian League and everything.
Right.
But you know what? Even though Anwan played ball or whatever, I didn't think Anwan would go that far with football. You feel me? And not because I just and me and Anwan was cool. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I didn't think Anwan was still, you know, playing. You feel me though?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I thought he would at least been in the NFL for at least played about 4 years or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
I thought he would go to college, but I didn't know. But he got better in college. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, he did.
Like, he was good in high school, but he got a lot better in college. You feel what I'm saying? And so that's why when he, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? But, well, who shocked me was Eric Kelly.
I
was like, what the fuck did I miss? But, you know, he's younger than me, so they say, you know, Blizzard, when you left and he graduated, when you graduated, that nigga got super good. You feel me? And I was like, what? I was like, what the fuck? I didn't know Eric was that good. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when I found out he was in the league, I was like, holy shit, that nigga is in the league. And I was like, I missed something because, you know, he was younger than us, even though he hanged around us and we used to fuck him. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, damn, Eric in the NFL. When I saw him on the TV, nigga, I was like, oh, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I was like, wow, but how good that gotten because I had left home. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, when he was being younger than me, I didn't know how good Eric had got. You know, they say he had got really good. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, wow, man, you know, and I didn't follow him in college. You feel me? I didn't follow his college career, so I didn't know how she had developed. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so that's how that works. Okay, last question. What would you do differently if you could do your school days over?
If I had did differently, I think I would have took basketball more serious. Because I ain't gonna front. I thought I was pretty good because, you know. Now, me playing mm-hmm. that was good, so mm-hmm. I think if I would have focused on that a little bit more, I think I would have been all right. But I mean, I turned out pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think it was that bad, but yeah, I think I would have took basketball a little bit more serious.
I would have definitely I would have never. And I hate that I quit playing football. I hate that with a passion, man. You know what I'm saying? Because if I'd have known I was gonna just grow into this frame of mine. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? If I knew, you feel me? It was funny. You remember the black coach that we had? I forgot his name. He was the black coach. He wore the glasses. And he taught special ed. Remember? When I didn't come back to practice, you know, he came to my house like, man, come back to practice. He's like, you got natural raw. You can play. He's like, come back. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't. You know what I'm saying? I didn't come back. You feel me? I just quit. But no real. Back then, I thought I had all the reason in the world. But really, in hindsight, I had no real reason to quit. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And I super regret I did that shit, dog. I should have never stopped playing football. I ain't no telling where I could be with it right now. You feel me? So, I really regret not keeping up with football. After playing, I played 4 years straight and then just stopped. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know what I mean? I played both the 7th and 8th grade in Jinx, and I played in Little League before I got there. You know what I'm saying? I played
right.
I played in 9th grade. You feel me? I was on the team in 9th grade, and that last year, that was it. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So,
hey, yeah. one more thing real quick. The significant thing, though, it's several things that happened that's real significant, but the funny thing that was significant, though, and this made me realize, and I don't know why to this day, and I actually tell people this story, how technology was going to really change the world. I don't know if you remember this, but remember, it was me, you, and I can't remember the other nigga that was in the class with us. We had a computer class. I forgot who made it up or who idea it was. I think it was yours. Hey, nigga, we finna do a top 20 list of Bayhawk finest women. Remember that?
That sound like something I would do. You know what I'm
I don't know if you remember this, but you did. You made the list. Then it was me, you, and I forgot who else was in that class that we did the list, and we sent the list out, and everybody went crazy. And I was just like, dang, over a list.
We could have did social networking then. You see social networking?
Exactly.
Of course, we wasn't paying attention in computer class. You know, you're making a fucking list about the chicks, not paying attention in computer class. So we never could have been Mark Zuckerberg. We would have been like those two fucking twins who we fucked out of, but we still would have got a check, nigga, at some point.
Yeah, for real.
Just like they did. He had to cut the motherfucking check. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So we would have hired us a geek to implement our idea like they did with him, and you know what I'm saying, and still got a check cut. You feel me? But yeah.
Right.
Damn it, man. I'm trying to really dredge that memory up right now.
Man, I'm trying to come because after it happened, all the girls at Bay High had made up their own list on some notebook paper. I'll never forget that. Then they started making copies and passing around. I was just like, for real, on a list that just got made on the computer just a few hours ago? I was
wow.
like, come on, man.
Wow.
And I never forget this. I was just like, man, that's crazy.
I was a lot more crueler in high school. I know that. I was a fucking bit of a prick. You know what I'm saying? A lot more cool. I was not as nice, I guess. I would, if I thought you was ugly, that bitch ugly. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But now, like, how you doing? And keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? You
for real.
I can say that about myself. But, you know, we grow and we mature. We grow
right.
and we mature. You feel what I'm saying? We do. And, I'm glad I matured up a lot, and I can't say that for a lot of motherfuckers. That's one thing I know. I can't say that for a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? They did not grow up. They did not mature. They did not. They went. They got. It's like they stuck on that level. You feel what I'm saying? But
yeah.
I'm glad I'm one of those people. You feel me? All right, stay on the line,
right.
I got LL up
yeah,
next,
man.
All right? LL!
Hi!
What it do, baby? Thanks for calling the show.
Of course.
347-934-0966. Got one of them old Lynn Haven Mosley people on the line.
Whatever. You know I went to Rutherford, too.
Yeah. You didn't go
only
to
only school I didn't hear was
you ain't going to you want a tornado, nickel.
Whatever. I ain't trying to hear that. Whatever.
Ah. From
haters.
I'm glad all my hometown people are hitting the number one. You feel me? Some of you other people need to hit me up. Some of you Atlanta numbers, some of these 4-4s and 6-7-8, I see on the line. Y'all hit me up, hit number one. All right, but, well, you only got about 15 minutes because I'm not doing the after party.
Why not? What is going on with that?
No, because I've got work I'm trying to get done. You feel me? So I'm just cutting the show to the two-hour slot. You feel me? If you want to do an after party, though, I might. I'll tell you what. I may let y'all run the after party. Y'all can talk, but I'm going to be in and out, popping in and out. But I might keep it popping. You feel me?
Okay.
And y'all talk a little shit, and I pop in and out, and, hey, how you doing, and what? What the fuck? And, yeah.
I just like to listen to an after party because it'd be so out of control that sometimes the after party would be the best part of the show.
I've gotten two or three complaints. What the fuck, Blizzum, with the after party. That's
okay.
The part I want to hear, but you know what I'm saying? Okay, but anyway. All right, episode 155.
I was like Angel in school. I'm a little under the influence.
Episode 155, because you're already lying already. Episode 155. You're starting to show off with a fucking lie, LL. What was school like for you growing up? Please don't start lying. I don't want to kill you.
Why?
How many lives I got left on K100? How many lives I got left?
I really got infinite lives, but I just don't like to do it. It makes me feel bad when I have people. So don't, please don't lie. And you know people on the phone that know you. Don't lie. You can't make your life up when you're from Panama City. You can't do it. People know you. You can't lie.
I'm not. That's the best part about being from Panama City. It's so much more interesting when you make your life up sometimes. Okay, yes, I was a demon in school.
I know you were. So what was school like growing up for you? What was school days like? What was school like? School now, specifically.
Okay, well, like elementary and middle school and high school, like I hated it the whole time. But it was for, like, family reasons. Like, you know, you try to be an overachiever and they don't even acknowledge what you're doing. So by the time I hit middle school, I was like, screw this.
Uh-huh.
I wish that I wouldn't have been like, screw this, but I was.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I did whatever I wanted to do. I didn't go to class if I didn't want to go to class. I was pregnant in the ninth grade. You know, I ain't go and have two or three like somebody else said somebody did, but... no, I only, you know, I had my son in the ninth grade. I didn't finish high school. And later on went on and got my GED, though. And I don't regret getting pregnant in high school. I love my son. I wouldn't change that part about my life on any day.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish I would have paid more attention to school and just finished school because I could be so much further along. I say that, but then I don't. I mean, I say it, but it's like a catch-22 because, yeah, I could have been further along, but would I be doing what I want to do? Like, I feel like sometimes when you go through things in life and you don't go how people say you're supposed to go, then it just builds character. And, you know, it really gets you to, you get to live. There are so many people that, you know, did everything right. But I feel like they still have that immature mentality because they haven't lived like I've lived. Like, we might be the same age, but I've essentially lived, like, 20 more years than you because I've experienced life.
Right. Oh, that's a very good point. That's a fucking great point. You feel what I'm saying? I tell people that all the time. Life, living is the best teacher. You feel mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Going through shit is the best teacher. Going through the shit I went through in my teenage years prepped me. Because I'm going to give people a glaring example. Because I went into the military, right?
Yeah.
And I went into the military, and all of us are the age. After I barely graduated, I told myself, I got to get the fuck out of Dodge or I'm going to go to prison. So I had to leave. You know what I'm saying? So I left. You feel me? And mm-hmm. when I got to basic, and even in what they call MEPS, when you first get there, and all my military people know about it in basic training and right at the basic when you first get to where you're going to go, your duty station. I met some people who were so fucking green. When I tell you, I'm like, we're the same age, but nigga, I feel like I'm your daddy. You feel what I'm saying? At least your big uncle at best, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? Because you don't know shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know shit. And I'm like, I say that to give you a resounding applause for what you're saying, because you having a child that young and all that kind of stuff that you have to go through, it really makes you learn about life earlier and take those life experiences. When I got there, I'm meeting cats 18 years old. Not only have they not had any pussy, they don't even know how to even talk to a woman or anything like that. They have no street sense whatsoever. They constantly getting fucked out of their money. They constantly getting scammed over.
Yeah.
They constantly getting, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, they just really green. They from the middle of fucking Idaho or some shit, and they've never even seen the world. They don't know about a hustle or nothing, and it's like, damn, you know what I'm saying? So that's why when I went into the military, even though I had it hard because I still had that street mentality in me, and so the taking orders part of it was hard for me, I got over and beat the system so easy because I was like, nigga, I know how to lie. I know how to swindle. I know how to hustle. You feel what I'm saying? So
it's
like, you know, you feel me? You sitting on there, you gambling, you doing whatever you're trying to do to get extra. Everybody's on there like looking at you like, man, how you get this? How you doing that? What about this? They scared to do that. And I'm like, man, you fucking crazy, nigga. You better, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't give a fuck. That ultimately got me in a lot of trouble. But at the same time, I felt like it really helped me adjust to being away from home and all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
I mean, it teaches you to be fearless. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong because everybody comes into their own whenever they do. But going through life at a young age and living, it teaches you to be fearless. And I like to
pass that down to my kids a lot. You know, you can't be afraid to do anything. You can't be afraid to move. You can't be afraid to go after a job. Who says you're not qualified? You can't be afraid to do anything. You have to live. All they can do is say no, they can't kill you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, just do things, just go, just live. But people who are like, I mean, not that it's necessarily a bad thing, but when you come across the more sheltered children who did everything right, you know, they're afraid to leave home. They're afraid to leave that security blanket. It's like they're afraid of life because they haven't lived it. And they look at you and it's almost like an envy, like, okay, you're the same age as me, but you have done so much more than me. Like, you're not afraid to go and do things because you've been out there. Whereas I'm sitting here and I'm like, you know, my security blanket. So there's a lot of pros and there's a lot of cons, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I do feel like it teaches you to be fearless, and that's the way you have to be in life to do anything. I had my son in ninth grade. I've heard my family say, you know, you're not going to do anything, you're not going to go anywhere, da da da. But, you know, me, I'll get up and move in a heartbeat. I, you know, go to school, I'll do, you know what I'm saying? But I still do things in my own time, and I've learned that doing things in my own time and not doing them when people want me to makes me more committed to what I want to do. I love it. I love life. You know, I wouldn't change having my son. The only thing I would change is like be a little bit more focused in school. And then I wouldn't have some doubts when it comes to school now. Like, can I do this because I didn't do it now? But I'm seeing that I can because I'm refusing to give up. But, you know, it's just those things. It's one of those things. It's life. It's cool. It's good.
What social class would you say you was in when you was in school before you stopped going?
Well, all the hood girls hated me. Except for like one or two. They all hated me. So I wasn't like, you know, I didn't really deal with the popular kids. Like, I knew them. They knew who I was. We were cool, but sort of hanging out and stuff. So I was like middle class, you know, just doing me, you know, just chilling.
Okay. Is there someone out there that turned out just like you thought they would and someone who turned out totally opposite of what you thought they would?
Well, I'm a really good judge of character, so pretty much, no, I can't say that someone turned out totally opposite, and I can't, I think everybody's doing exactly what I thought they'd be doing right now.
Like what? Like, what do you mean by that?
You know, you have your really driven friends in school, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and then, you know, I'm looking at them saying, you know what, maybe you will one day, but not when you want to. And they, you know, it ran just like that. You know what I'm saying? And then I had my friends who weren't focused, but their parents pushed them so hard that they had to end up where, you know, they had to make that benchmark. And they did. So, you know, no, I can't. I think everybody turned out just exactly as I thought they would.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't go to Bay, but then again, you didn't go to Bay High.
I didn't.
Because there was a shitload of people at Bay High who I refrained from using anybody's name on this show tonight. So all of you motherfuckers.
You did? What? You know how to do that when it comes to everybody else, but telling my business, that's right. Okay, I'm back with you.
Well, you probably paid 100, so it is what it is. Listen, when you sign up for the K100 family, you got to know that you might be potentially put on blast on the show.
That's
okay,
a disclaimer. All of your business will be aired out on K100. If it's the appropriate show topic, will be aired.
Maybe so. If we're talking about it, and yeah, maybe so. Maybe so.
Wow.
But hey, membership has its privileges, baby. This thing takes all the way off. Y'all was on the ground level. Y'all gonna be balling with me.
It's all my business. I got that little yellow
phone.
No way. Remember that.
Fuck them. It's K100. What is that logo? Fuck them. So what?
I might be going for a Supreme Court judge one day.
I bet you Sandra J. O'Connor sucked a dick, baby. Yes, she did. That bitch sucked a dick. Okay? Possibly Clarence Thomas, too. I'm just saying. The point, people. The point. The point of the show, everybody, is the K100 immediate family has rank. Membership has its privileges. I make sure I get them on the line and stuff. I like to make sure I get my other callers because I like to mix it up. But my loyal and faithful, they're going to be here with me ride or die. And so when this thing goes to another level, who the fuck you think is going to be in all the parties? Who the fuck you think is going to be on all the trips? And getting all these little perks and shit. Yeah, these motherfuckers.
Well, you know what?
Not you.
For real, you, You kind of don't have a choice, though, because you know if K100 members or K100 officers are not permitted into a party where you at, we're going to act the ass. And you're going to be like, get them in here now.
But I would never do that. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, it would get real ugly real fast.
It's not going to happen. And I got big plans for the show this year. Like I said, me and P. Reg, we're talking to some guys about expanding the name and getting sponsorship. And once you get that, once you get that sponsorship, you know how this works, L. You feel me? It's like radio.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get that sponsorship and you can get this thing blasted out all over, you know what I'm saying? You know, in the middle of a Hulu, you know what I'm saying? A Hulu ad,
yeah.
You feel me? Or shit. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, then things change. You know what I'm saying? And people start and everything changes. You know what I'm saying? But that's how
and then you can't get through the line at all.
And everything changes.
Hey.
Not the K100 people, though. At that point, that's when you get your own server, and it's not blogtalk.nothing. It's www.k100radio, and you got your own servers, and then you got two lines, and y'all have that line number. You know what I'm saying? They've got that line number, and then regular people have that line number, and that's how that works. So that's how everything changes. That's how that works, all right? So there's still going to be an upside. You feel me? Y'all still going to, you know what I'm saying, be treated totally different from the rest of the people. And that's my plan, and I plan on keeping my word on that, you know, as much as this thing grows, you feel me? That's my plans, and that's how I want that shit to operate. All right? Well, thanks for calling in to the show. You feel me?
Of course.
All right. Well, very eventful show. 347, you know what? 347-934-0966. I'm gonna run into an after party. You feel me? But I'm going to hang up on any fucking body in the after party. And this is actually a standing rule, okay, 100. I'm going to hang up on people who have not hit the number one for the live portion of the show, the stream portion of the show. Now, see, this is because the K100 people get down in the after party. We talk about a lot of shit, a lot of X-rated shit sometimes, a lot of personal shit. You feel what I'm saying? And so this is why people who call my show all the time, I let it run over to the third hour, and I open up the microphones, you feel me, to them. Now, you can be a part. You got about 2 minutes. You can be a part of the after party for K100. All you got to do is call in on the phone line, 347-934-0966. But, you must hit the number one if you want to be a part of the third hour. Because I will come to anybody's phone line that is on the phone in the after party. If you do not want to talk, and I open up your damn phone line, and you don't say shit, I will, in fact, hang up on your monkey ass. Per the rules set by my K100 people. Okay, this is what they made up. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Key.
Huh?
Do you got both phones on? The private line, too?
Yeah.
Okay, I was making sure that wasn't nobody else. All right, hold on. Stand by. Now, so, that's how this works in the after party, people, all right? You can dial in by the way, all of you people listening on the internet who I might not notice listening because I can't see that, you got like 1 minute to dial 347-934-0966 because, see, the after party does not get aired on the internet. You feel what I'm saying? The after party does not get streamed on the internet. The show, we can only have two-hour shows using this server, Blog Talk Radio. This is basically bouncing off their signal. All right? So they only let you have two-hour shows, and I got a premium membership, so I can only have a two-hour show, and I'm paying for this, so some people can't even do that, all right? But you can only have a two-hour show, so therefore, if you want to continue to the after party to the third hour, and I got some of my K100 fam on the line, so it could get interesting. You never know how the conversation could turn, all right? You got to dial 347-934-0966, and you got to be willing to fucking talk. If I come to your phone line, open your phone line up, and you don't say shit, I'm hanging up. All right? That's the part. That's how the after party works. You know how when you go to the club and they have the party after the party, and you might have been in the club, whatever, but if you don't know nobody after party because didn't nobody tell your ass because you wasn't cool enough, you know, like in high school when you wasn't cool enough to get invited to that one party because didn't nobody know you like that? This is how it's working. Right? You want to be a part of the fucking after party, you got to hit the number one and engage, or I'm hanging up. And actually, my K100 people who call into the show and who be a part of the after parties, they made those rules up. They said Blizzum 45 seconds. They said Blizzum Why the fuck do the people get to hang around at the party if all they're going to do is just sit back and listen? We be telling a lot of our goddamn business on here. We be going in. If they ain't going to talk about no shit, they need to hang the fuck up and just goddamn call in for the regular show. I concur. So now you got 30 seconds. 347-934-0966. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show. I'm your host, Blizzum. Welcome, everybody. Bye, everybody. Bye, everybody that's on the internet lines who hit and called in. And if you listen to this on the podcast, you lucky motherfucker, you actually get a chance to listen to the damn after party because it's part of the show. It goes on to the MP3 version. Download it. I'm running the outro music. I'll see you motherfuckers later. This on the phone lines. I'm hanging up on you if your hand is not, if you don't hit the number one. I'm going to hang up on you. I'm going to fucking hang up on about six people at this moment. I'm telling you, you better hit the fucking number one. You got like 2 minutes. But who does have the number one raised is Key. All right, okay, 4444. Oh, that's my homie, Jamie. Jamie, what up?
What's happening? What's happening, dog?
Oh, you're riding out here. Well, if you want to just listen because you're riding, I guess, but I know you be calling.
I'm saying I'm cool.
Oh.
I mean,
okay.
Sometimes I run into little bad areas or whatever, but
right.
You know what I'm saying?
All right,
all right. Vibing with y'all. What's up, T. Lewis? You still with us?
Yeah, he on the line. There you go.
What's yeah, what up, man?
Not
what's going
chilling?
On?
Everything good?
Right. Yeah, man. Just got off work, man. Just head up here to the house.
I'm just getting on work. I'm just starting work.
Hey, the night shift. All right, Keith's on the line. LL's on the line. Michigan Girl's on the line. Shay's on the line.
What's
I got
up?
Another private caller. Who is this private caller right here? Private
this
caller.
Is me. This is me. It's me. It's
oh,
me.
Oh, it's Ruby Candy.
Yes.
Well, welcome, Ruby. What's popping,
man? Hey, nothing. I was on at 8:40. I think at 8:40, I think.
Oh, yeah, you was?
Hold yeah.
Shay. You got to go somewhere else, Shay. I hear a whole bunch of people talking wherever you at, Shay. Shay.
I'm going to mute you so I get
say what?
I'm going to mute you so I get there. I'm muting myself so I get there.
Okay, all right. All right, everybody. Here we go, everybody. Everybody's here. The gang's out here at the party. We still got 8 people on the line. This should be interesting. I'm hanging up on 678-221. I'm hanging up on 850747. I'm hanging up on a private caller. Hold on, private caller. Other private caller. Hanging up.
Is that my line?
No, it's not your line. I know it's one is yours.
Okay.
It's up here.
Okay.
That's the top. All right, so now, I'm talking about 3 extra people. So now we still got 8 people, right? So what's up, everybody? Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. First of all, you dig? I really appreciate it. All right. So, let me ask everybody that's a part of the Facebook of the page. Did everybody see the Noonie and Jenna exchange today? Wasn't that shit funny?
I read that.
That was hilarious.
Ruby, your name got brought up. Ruby.
It did.
I want to read that exchange.
Always.
God, what did I do this time?
You might want to read that
exchange.
Yeah. Jenna said she wanted Noonie to.
It's got 200 fucking comments, so you got some reading to do.
God.
I got to go back and read that novel.
I know. God. What did I do? What did I do this time? I just been quiet. I've been good.
It was accusations thrown, you know. I'm not.
Jana wanna mash Noonie.
The social said, and then. You know, Lexi Poo, they didn't get into it, but, you know, Lexi Poo kind of, you know, some he say, she say, and Of course, Nooney was stirring up shit, but that's that homie.
That's Nooney. That's Nooney, though.
But he wasn't lying. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't lying. So you go back and read it. It was funny, but I thought that was fucking hilarious. I wish Jenna was on the
Which
line.
Which one? The one about Alexi Poo or the one Jen?
They were all in there together.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that one right there, that would be the one. Pretty fucking hilarious. Fucking hilarious.
Oh, God.
Anybody got anything else you want to talk about? Ruby, what was your school days like, Ruby? I didn't even know you was on the line.
It was fun. It was fun. It was interesting. A lot of, you know, it's a lot of drama, but you get over it.
It was good.
Hey, I was like the mean girls in private school, but then when I got out of when I went to a public school my senior year, it was something totally different. They don't like smart people.
Yeah, because you got that butt whooped.
No, it's nothing like that. It's just it was new and it was something different, and all my brothers were there, and I don't know.
That might be all
you
need.
You could be around there just hoeing. Exactly. Hey, Jamie.
He might be in a bad spot.
Yeah, but the public school I went to, it was mostly white kids anyway, so it wasn't no difference.
Yeah, that's the thing about. I think that's what's different about. I think Michigan girl went to a mostly black, and Key went to a mostly black. But where we're from,
so the first 2 years I went to a mostly white school.
Oh, really?
I went to a mostly white school for about 9 weeks, and that was not what was up.
Right.
I was in band and chorus. I was in band and chorus too.
Oh, okay. You just was little miss got
well,
every fucking thing. Little
it
miss
just
every
like
fucking
the
thing.
The shit they was doing in my senior year, hell, I did it in my 10th grade year, so it was easy. I never really did the homework. I just passed the test.
Really?
I just did the work. People were so slow to me. I'm like, y'all so freaking retarded.
Yeah, they was a little slow. I just saw the prep classes and all of that stuff.
Right.
Exactly. I'm like, whatever. I saw that crap in, like, 9th grade. I was taking plain geometry. Like, y'all still in Algebra 1?
Dang.
Lord, where you get your dang from?
Dang, man, these are a lot of damn comments.
So, Keith, I got a question.
Yeah.
What's up with the Snapple bottle? Yeah, I just want to know. So,
man.
Is your peach that sweet to where you was knocking niggas outside the head with a Snapple bottle? Them things thick too. That's one of the old ones.
That was them thick ones.
I don't know what it is.
I was totally shocked about that because when I tell you his mom like threatened to kill me, she took
him
to court, she pressed charges, all that stuff. And my best friend's cousins whooped his sister. Ass. I mean, they drugged that whole drug up. He was laid out on the ground after I popped him in the head, but man, his sister ass got drugged. But they used to run around jumping on people and fighting people all the time, and we had just came back from our white school that we was going to, four of us. But we went to middle school with all these people, but they thought because we went up to Buckhead and we was always too cute, this, and that. I was like, all right, y'all got y'all ass motherfucking drugged, too.
No. Yeah. You could have kept your coochie. I don't think I wanted it that bad. Not for no Snapple bottle upside the head. I don't think so. I can't see.
He ain't even like me like that in school. Look, it wasn't studied. This was just recently when he was trying to get at me. This was recently. He was like, you know, I like you, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, because you might be trying to get me back, shot, because I know I might have knocked it out at first. But you remember that shit. Because when my sister got up there, he was like, oh, you Makila's sister. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I would have had a flashback behind that, though. For real.
You get that fat ass drug again. I'm telling you, I'm like, don't try no bullshit. I'm like, I don't even want to go nowhere with you. You fat anyway.
Wow.
And
that's crazy.
And Michigan girl, you just needed to sit down somewhere. You were just too busy in high school. You're like,
She was too busy. Busy.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
I was not that busy. I'm just saying.
All right. Band camp, swim
team. I can't talk all pregnant too, though, hey. We all in the same boat.
Every fucking battle on the line was pregnant in high school except what?
Shay.
I'm not going to make any comments.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
We're going to have to go to an ultra private line. We'll have to have a group discussion off of the internet.
We know about them too.
Mine almost got there for real. My grandma wouldn't have died, boy. I would have been one less child. She died the day before. I was about to get that thing taken care of, and I got that phone call, and I just could not bring myself to do it after my grandmama died.
I didn't have no choice. Well, I did have a choice, but it was very limited choice in this matter.
Oh, they did you white people style. Either you gonna move out of town, get
up. you going to the spot. Pick one.
Go live with your auntie for a little while.
Okay. I'll come back a little puffy.
Yeah,
wow.
I know. That's how they do. That's an old days thing.
Oh, no fucking body on the line wasn't pregnant. Shit.
Everybody
was.
Ruby, was you pregnant? Yes, I was.
Yes, my oldest son. Yeah.
God damn! What the hell, Ruby?
Dang.
Damn.
Yeah. I was 14.
I was about to say she was younger than all of us when she got pregnant.
I was 14, but I was in the same grade as LL, ninth grade.
Wow. Damn it, man. T. Lewis, did you ever knock anybody up in high school?
Nah, man.
I love the crazy thing, got a daughter right now that just graduated. I don't know, though. That's what they tell me, though.
Hey, check the thing about the crazy thing about that, though, is that one of my boys, I ain't going to call his name, one of my boys' mama, before she passed away, she tried to make my mama think that the chick we all know back in Bay County, when she had her baby in about 11th grade, that it was mine. That
oh, yeah?
Crazy.
Really?
I ain't never touched her, though. That one was crazy. I never did nothing with her.
Wow.
That's all that immaculate conception.
Yeah, like,
that little Jesus.
Y'all
went swimming together.
All the females.
Don't tell the truth.
All the females.
Wow.
Out of all the females, she picked out.
She tried to put off on somebody got some sense.
Damn.
Wow.
Look, Blue, you cannot be talking about the first lady, what Michigan girls talking about, because I had an example when I was getting ready to get my divorce, when the first lady was trying to talk to me, and I was like, you can't really talk to me because you ain't been through nothing. Like, so just like you saying, she was this, she was that, but that just means she knows. I mean, she's talking from experience. That's like talking to a grandparent. They're speaking from experience, whether it's good or bad, they speaking from experience. So you can't really not what she did. She's a teenager. We all did stupid stuff when we were teenagers.
That's true.
Hey, y'all. I'm finna go back up here upstairs with my grandma. So I'm finna continue reading that shit on K100, but I'm finna go back upstairs with my grandma and I holla at y'all.
All right, Shorty.
Okay, Ruby.
Later, Ruby.
All right, baby.
Later, Ruby.
Y'all be safe.
All right. I'm about to mute myself while I walk back out
here
for a second.
Oh,
so,
Lord. But you can't really mash her for that. You know what I'm saying? We did. Everybody did. That's just like you trying to talk to a young boy now who out there selling dope, and you know he got other things to do.
I'm not saying that she can't talk to me about trying to change your life. That's why I was tight specific about what
but
I said.
That's what she gonna use to help.
I don't want her to try to
tell
me. I don't
want to
hear
you
that.
You just want about to tell you that, period. You don't want nobody to tell you that. They can be Mother Teresa, and you don't want them to tell you
I
that.
I just don't want her. No. You know what? Matter of fact, maybe, you know what? Maybe I said that wrong, because it's not about I don't want her to tell and try to tell people don't make the mistake I made. I'm talking about I don't want her to be talking about motherfuckers. You feel what I'm saying?
I don't want her to feel that, but in that case, don't talk to it. I don't care whether if they was getting trains ran on them or not. Nobody should be the one actually talking about it.
But especially if you was getting trains ran on you. That's what I'm saying.
Lord.
Especially
don't tell people, don't let nobody train you.
Don't let someone train, take them one at a time, one at a time,
one
step a day.
I'm
just saying.
You don't take people
two at a time, but that's it.
You know,
two at a time is your man.
But you know, it's just like the people that you still FB like that, like the homie said, like Bully said, man. You know what I'm saying? And T. Lewis. D. Lewis, you know, probably who one of the ones I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? He used to be up here in the A and all that shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Big
right.
time. Big time. Big time mutt back in the hood. You know what I'm saying?
All
got
right,
a little
my battery's about
everything.
To die, so in about 5 minutes, I might have to call somebody.
Okay. You feel me? But you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know, now they be on Facebook, like, you know, these, you know, people need to do this and they need to do that. And I'm just listening. I'm like, man, bitch. It used to be, nigga, we don't have to train on you, nigga, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of shit, like, and you really just be on some, like,
that's just like, that's just like, those folks like, be on here, they all church folks. I'll be like, man, for real. But, you know, people change. We older now, of course. I mean, people change.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I see what Blair's saying. My thing
girl,
is.
Girl, you better turn that light off my butt-ass naked in the hallway. I'm glad when nobody walking across my street.
I mean, but some of these chicks be acting all churchified though, and they're saying, you know, they get on Facebook, they got the little, and some of them got pastors for husbands and stuff like that. I mean, that thing, you know, they mad.
Hey, I had one of those.
Hi. Okay.
What the hell is that? I got to mute somebody. Key. I had to mute Key. Go ahead.
But no, what I was saying was, like, yeah, hello?
Go ahead, Keith. Go ahead, T. Lewis.
Yeah, no, what I was saying what you were saying, because, you know, some of these church folks, man, they get all church, well, I call them churchified. You know, they get all holier than thou and everything. And then next thing you know, they mashing these cats out in the parking lot somewhere, and some of them even married to pastors and stuff like that. So, I mean, come on, man. Don't be telling somebody not to do something when you think about doing it yourself anyway. So and we'll probably do it again if you ain't already doing it. So
yeah.
I think you've been out parking lot head and trying to get somebody fill somebody
yeah.
out of
it. Yeah, whatever they can't do with their hips, they do with their lip. Period, point blank. Get
wow.
it as they can.
Tell them
wow.
like it is T. Lou. Get it?
Just,
get
wow.
it.
You're probably right about that though, man. You're probably right. You know, by the way, T. Lewis, you know Fred getting married, right?
Who?
Fred.
Oh, for real? Yeah. I heard about that.
Yeah, he getting married, on the 19th. I'm in the wedding. Bachelor party is going to be at my place.
Oh, Lord. Shit, some stuff
going to
get
towed
down.
The 19th of this month, right?
Yeah. Bachelor party is going to be my place. Yeah, 19th.
Dang.
I'm trying to... This guy's bachelor party is going to be at my place. Now, I can't say too much because his wife may be listening to podcasts. So, how you doing?
How you doing? How your mama doing?
But,
nice and clean and nice and just respectful fun in case she's listening. It's going to be nice and clean.
Yeah.
All right,
but you're going to have a cake with a little girl jumping out of it.
Cake.
T. Lewis, if you could make a flight this way, you might want to do it. Call him a
seat. That's why I've been on hiatus because I got a new position, so your boy making a little bit more money. They thought a nigga was stupid. I wish Fred was doing that like a week later because you know a nigga got free flights now. So.
You're going to be flying all over the world.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So, if you can,
Thanks,
you know,
man.
I want to just.
And it's on the 19th.
19th. Well, the best part is going to be that's a Saturday. The best part is going to be on that that Friday. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me?
Oh,
the best
part is going to
be in Atlanta.
Don't have a man late for his wedding because y'all do that. That's the night before y'all be at the church drunk, standing up there
I have absolutely positive nothing to do with what happens the next day. Okay, we're gonna have a Nebraska party.
You're gonna get drunk that night.
I'm gonna make sure he makes it home or wherever he's gonna be. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But if he's late for the wedding, I don't know what the fuck. It's going to be on him, not me. I don't want anybody.
He might just go and take his shit over to your house then, because he's probably going to be waking up, rubbing his eyes out, barely getting in the shower by the time his wedding starts. Go and tell that man to bring his tux on over and throw it in the closet.
Right. So I'm going to need his best man to make sure he get where he's supposed to go.
Well, hell, who's going to stop him from drinking?
I don't know, but when my homegirl got married, I had to be responsible to make sure I got her from the bachelor party to the hairdresser at 6 o'clock in the morning. Now, I didn't go to sleep. The bachelorette party, it was over at about 5 o'clock. We had to be at the hairdresser at 6, but I got her ass there. And we was on time for the wedding. That was my responsibility, and I handled
it. That's a good friend right there. That's a great friend right there.
Now, you're talking about somebody was tired after the reception. I was somewhere sleeping in a corner, but hey, I had fun beforehand.
That's what it's all about. T. Lewis.
Hey. Yeah, I'm here.
When you get married? When is your wedding?
Uh-oh. We're in discussions about that right now, kind of like Carmelo is with the Knicks. So, you know.
Carmelo with the Well, I heard Carmelo might be going to the Lakers, too, so
LA,
that was...
Yeah. Say what?
I was going to jump out of your cake.
Hey,
I was
going to
jump out of your cake,
please.
Uh-oh.
Oh, for real?
You're going to have some chocolate jumping out your chocolate cake.
Oh, for real?
Uh-huh.
And it was going to be a chocolate cake for real, too.
Uh-oh.
Hey, ain't mad at that. Ain't mad at the chocolate.
I think he asked you that to T. Lewis because she said in the post that she wants to fuck you before you get married. I think that was the whole point of the question.
They said you had to choose one person, and I chose him.
Did you miss that post, Kitty? Did you miss that whole post, T. Lewis?
He missed it.
Hold on, wait.
I need to have his bachelor party in the A.
It's confusing. I gotta hear this. What was this?
I actually said T. Lewis is gonna be sick if he misses this post, and you missed it. Bringing it up now. The question was posed about Raspy Ross, so it's a Raspy Ross post. If you could fuck anybody in the group, who would it be? And Key basically said she would fuck T. Lewis. That's what Keith said.
Before you get married. I don't want to do married men. Or committed men.
We can
be the night before. It's okay. It don't matter.
Damn. I'm just saying.
Just
cut it
close.
Okay,
2 days ago. This is your homeboys, T. Since we homeboys, I was not going to let you miss out on that. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not going to let you miss out. On that opportunity, you feel me? I'm, you know what I'm saying? You got to keep 100. But therefore, I'm putting out there that she basically says she wants to give you some pussy, okay, before you get married.
Wow. He done put it
there. And that's why we cool. And that's why we cool like that.
Man, I'm just telling you. I know you didn't see the post. So therefore, I'm letting it be, you know, putting it out there.
I got to catch up on my post reading then.
You notice she's not saying anything? Right.
I just told him that's what I said. I just told him that was my answer. That was my answer.
Oh.
Well.
So I guess.
So if you're ever in the Atlanta area, you know, just saying, might want
to. Let me see. Hold on a minute.
Now that he's got his advice, he's going to make sure he knows. Right.
Now he's going to make sure
he's
in the party.
Now he's going to be here. He's going to be here.
I'm looking at the calendar. I'm looking at the calendar. Tell,
crazy.
Put it out there, man.
This is gonna be the problem. You're gonna have to tell Fred. You're gonna have to tell Fred congratulations because I gotta do a whole bunch of paperwork on the 18th. The 19th.
Are you gonna sit here and tell me you're gonna miss a fucking back party of the decade because of paperwork?
Now,
paperwork, take it with you. Okay. I'm telling you, man. I'm listening. All right, fine. I told you about Vegas. You missed Vegas and fucking went hammer in Vegas. I'm telling you about the best part. If you missed it, okay.
Hey, so
well, some people have better things to do than to be whoring around with you.
Whoring around with
you? Yeah, he talks about anything better than a bachelor party.
Right. He might have a lot of things he needs to do.
It ain't too much past a bachelor party, but straight up, though, yeah, that's...
Sound like somebody got their priorities
at home.
Yeah,
I'm trying to
know about that.
You a good man,
T. Lou. You a good man.
I'm trying to look at the dates, but they just ain't going to match up. The dates just ain't going to match up.
T. Lou's is too busy for you. Trick off.
The dates ain't going to. But anytime after.
I hear all this bull. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But
straight up and down, if I can make it, I'll be there. Hey, that wasn't nothing to it, but.
You know, I'm not a hater like that. You feel me? I'm not a hater like that. I'm not a cop box like that. All I know is, T, that she said she wanted to give you some pussy. And I was making sure that you were aware of that situation.
How we get back to that from the bachelor party? How we back on that again? We already understand.
Because that's ultimately what the real reason if he fly a couple hundred miles over here for. Fuck the bachelor party. He wants to fuck you.
That's right. He got his priorities. That sounds like a man got his priorities in order.
Hey.
Hang around with a bunch of hard legs. What do you want to hang around a bunch of hard legs for when he can hang around with this?
Oh, right. You think it's going to be a bunch of hard legs at the bachelor party? You really think it's going to be a bunch of hard legs just at a bachelor party?
Keep it clean.
It's going to be a bunch of hard legs or open wide. That's what it's going to be.
Right.
Oh, no, no. We're not going to have strippers. I'm just bullshitting.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, we're gonna have tea parties, and sandwiches with cupcakes.
Tea bagging, more like it.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm coming up to the end. I'm doing 30 minutes tonight. I gave y'all 30 minutes of the after party. Anybody got anything they want to talk about though before we sign off that we haven't talked about? I mean, you and T Lewis can handle this in the inbox. They'll talk about that. I've already sparked the conversation up, so that's going down tonight.
They gotta handle all the details.
She'll be inboxing all night.
Right,
that's gonna happen.
I'm not gonna be inboxing all night. Thank you very much.
I'll see you. Got some splendid.
I got this 1800 over here.
Nobody has anything to say?
We been good tonight. We can't talk in 4 minutes. We can't talk in 4 minutes anyway. We're trying to cram out. What's the point of even starting another conversation?
You know, you always got some shit to say.
Whatever. So what?
What the fuck is LL? She the one who wanted this shit to go down. LL!
I ain't said a mumbling word.
Not a damn one.
I have to ask the lady because I want to listen. Where you at, LL? I'm talking about you.
I got you on
that coconut suit, too, when you come to town.
Coconut, please.
Five
girls,
I'll
be out. Coconut shit.
And I got your cotton candy vodka. I got your cotton candy vodka, Alvina.
Oh, now I'm going to get one of those to go with my coconut suit now. Hold up.
No. You get the coconut from my soup, and I get the cotton candy vodka. Stop playing,
Shay. How about I get extra vodka?
How about we have the girls, man. I make all of it. We just be sitting over here eating and
we just
going
eat, drink, and be merry.
Exactly.
Eat,
drink, and be merry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know, Shay. Shay, marry already. I'm just thinking of the vodka. Y'all know I have an addiction to vodka. Don't mess with me now. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you sure? All right.
Sure.
Bunch of drunkies. I'm going to be the most sober one in the room. I already know that.
How you going to be the most sober one?
I know how Elvina get down. Because I can't drink. I can't hang with them. Can't hang.
Whatever. Well, I'm going to tell you now. Go ahead and start now. Go ahead and have you like a couple of drinks every day so you can build up your tolerance. That way we'll all be on the same drunk level.
Right. Yeah, we go out and we need a designated driver, we're going to need you to be on the same level. So you're going to have to go on in and we'll hold your head back while you throw up, you know.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That's what friends are for. You know, you can't let you get no vomitus in your hairdo.
Don't do that.
You're talking too much.
If you pass out,
not, not vomit anyway.
Uh oh. Okay.
Go put me to bed.
No, see. All right. Oh, what's his name?
Lord have mercy on myself.
Mine too. Ooh, mine too.
You're three.
God bless you.
Mine
three.
Am I? I'd like to be at the party. That's all I'm saying.
Oh. How you going?
You gonna wear a wig?
We said girls' night.
Hey, you gonna be the designated driver? You gonna be the
designated driver.
No,
I'll be designated driver.
Blue, you gonna be trying to take advantage of people.
What
I'm gonna be drunk on my ass.
Whoa!
Wait a minute.
Me take advantage of people? What do you mean?
I'm trying to take advantage of people. Three drunk chicks in it? Yeah.
If anything,
you
three drunk chicks have a greater chance of taking advantage of people than I do in that situation.
Oh,
that's all
literally.
I can say.
Not really?
Yeah.
What, how three little old girls going to take advantage of somebody?
Three little innocent little ladies.
Yes, I love y'all. You know what? I love y'all brand of innocence. I really do. So, K100 Internet Radio, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the show. I tell y'all how that party turned out. I'm signing out, man. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Later.
Yeah.
I'll let you.